NerdErotic.com.
Welcome, travelers, to the fringes of reality, where the strange and mysterious meet, and the thin veil between fact and fiction is torn. Welcome to the Forbidden Frontier.
Mm. We got a good one tonight.
Yeah, we do.
I am excited. Oh, this is my jam. This kind of stuff. Listen,
the foundation of the show is Younger Dryas and Atlantis and ancient apocalypses and ancient civilizations. Mm. We'll get into UFOs. We'll get into cryptids. We'll get into spooky stuff. We'll do it all. But the foundation is that's where the best evidence is, I think, right now. I'm rewatching Ancient Apocalypse for like the third time.
Such a good show.
It's such a good show. And that's what started this show. That's what got this show going. We did a review of that. So we are going to discuss competing apocalyptic theories tonight. I think this is a really good one. And this can go for multiple shows, by the way. There's the comet and there's the sun. There's the comet and the sun.
Or maybe both.
Or maybe both.
That's what I said. On the
Graham has said that too. Robert Schock has said that too. Randall Carlson has said that too. Brothers of the Serpent have said that. Ben has floated that out there. So from Uncharted X. So we didn't come up with it. But I think it's going to be a fun conversation. We also have to pick up some super chats from. We're going to start out with that after we do introductions from last week, and then we'll get going. We thank everyone for being here tonight. It's been a good day. It's been a good weekend around Nerdrotic. Just got to say.
Yeah, it's been good.
Damn, Bat's going down.
You're so close.
Turn it up.
So close. I'm going to drop another video like right now so we could see it. But I don't. There's no way. I think it's in the bag.
I think we're fine. I think
it's in the bag.
I mean, we got X-Men coming on Wednesday. So,
yeah.
But I think we're fine. We did pretty good in the last 24 hours. Don't want to count our chickens before they're hatched, but
our magical chickens
the cat,
but he needs like 28,000 and you need like
1,000
1,300
something like
that.
I'm not looking till tomorrow. I'm not even gonna look because I hate freaking looking. Like I usually don't. That's the thing, is I usually don't. So
I've been unsubscribing and subscribing it like 5 times an hour because I just really want to be that millionth subscriber.
Just waiting.
Thanks.
See that change?
Just clicking the button over and over.
It would be fun.
You're
to
a really
catch
good
it,
friend,
right? With all those
Adam.
Zeros.
I got you. I got you.
Can't wait till it's over. But welcome to the show. What's up, Adam Krigler? How you doing?
I'm doing well. I had a great weekend. I just saw. Do you guys know the band Smash Into Pieces?
No.
They're kind of like a rock metal. I don't know what kind of music. I like metal that isn't screamy, but sometimes, you know?
Me too. Yeah. Me too, yeah.
I like to understand the words, and these guys do a good job. I went and saw them, and then I got to meet them after the show. It was a lot of fun. It was cool. It's good to see them. Yeah.
Touching grass? Oh, so, my God.
I know, yeah. And I was mountain biking over the week, or Saturday. That was a lot of fun. And I finished my new studio, so I'm really excited. Things are happening over here, the Krigler compound.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So it's good to be here. I love this stuff. This is my favorite.
This is going to be fun. This one's going to be fun. Garrett, what's up?
Yo, I am. We've talked about it a little bit. I was a meteor proponent. And after that shock, all of his examples, I'm kind of, maybe I'm in between here. And I do really like the example of possibly it being both. Being like the meteor stream that we go through, we'll get into it, caused all the problems after from the massive coronal ejection. So yeah, I'm excited to get into it. It was really interesting to research this topic. And like you said, this is what the show's about.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bring this back around.
Bring it back around. We're always gonna come back around to this one every few weeks at least.
Yeah.
If not every week. But
a little bit every week. Just sprinkle
it in. If not every week, you know. Hello.
People.
Excellent.
Hello. This topic, I actually dived into a couple of scientific articles, which I mean, I went to school for science, nutritional sciences, but it kind of stoked the science juices, my brain, I don't know, and got me really excited. And I just wish I had more time to read more articles and find more things, because it just, there's more and more and more. Although there is a great plethora of like podcasts and videos, but that I want to know if there's anyone, hopefully, that is starting to do some scientific research into the sun theory, because there is some on the comet, but you know.
There's a lot. They've been doing it for, when did they start? 2007?
2007. So yeah. That was the first article I had found about the comet theory, about the Younger Dryas cooling. So,
oh man, I'm like, I posted so many videos in the research. Like,
I watched a bunch of them. Off, stuff. I watched
it's a little, it's a lot to handle, actually.
It's a lot.
That's why I wish I had more time.
There is science from some people, but there's not a group of it, but it's there. It's definitely there. Not gonna, that's undeniable. It's just, it seems like Ben from Suspicious Observers is like the one bringing it together. And we need somebody to do that. You know, I think Jimmy gets a lot of criticism, Jimmy Corsetti from Bright Insight, for just being. He's never said he's come up with any of these theories. He's just, he's like an aggregate.
Why,
like,
don't you cite your sources?
It's like people know.
He does. He he's like, I watched Randall Carlson.
Yeah.
He says like, multiple times. Like, he,
all right.
Okay.
Just being like, mad because you want to be mad.
Yeah. It
happens a lot. Only on Jimmy, though. I see it countless times. Jimmy will be like, check this out. Be like, Oh, wow.
You didn't do that.
Like, okay.
He encourages people to look at, like, he literally in his videos go, I encourage you to go research this yourself. Yeah. That's the whole point. So, unfair, but it's also probably because he's a little based and not afraid to talk about it.
That's
and,
a good point.
You know, I think that might be it. I don't have a problem with it, personally. Maybe. Let's do the super chats. Do you have them?
I do. Do you want me to read them, or do you? I sent you the link in our.
I can read them.
Messages
I'm feeling,
on Twitter.
I'm feeling literate today.
Okay. Go
nice.
Ahead. Yeah.
Good for you. Day.
Here we go. All right.
It's about time.
Irene T for $2 says, "Go through Graham's podcast and do a favorite four episode. A favorite four episodes. How many are there?" Oh, you mean out of the four he's done? Do a top four. That's pretty good. That's an interesting thought. We could probably do that after our Art Bell podcast club or whatever.
That's
going to
take a while.
We got to make that just a recurring thing that we always do.
And when we do
just
that.
Just like a segment at the end of the show, we talk about it.
Right.
Yeah,
and when we do that, we'll definitely start with ones we could find on YouTube so everybody could watch them. And then we'll see what. Because I think most of them.
But you can find a lot. Yeah, you can find a lot.
You just got to know where to look. Simon Ho for $5 says, I believe we are all reincarnated refugees from Mars after a global nuclear war decimated the planet. On Earth, we were revered as gods and pharaohs.
Ooh.
I think we came from Mars. I'm not against that.
Yeah.
I don't know about reincarnate.
It can happen.
I think we are the descendants of a lifeboat. I will always fucking love this show. Hail an arc, if you will. Says Logan Miller for $4.99. Yeah, there you go. Maybe the flood was the destruction of Mars. You never know. Gary, what made you leave the Tesla gig? Asked Juan Castle for $1.99. YouTube. And my manager had a ponytail and he was a douchebag. I couldn't stand the guy.
At least it wasn't a man bun.
Two things. How dare you?
I couldn't stand the guy.
Buns are better than ponytails.
Yeah.
Oh.
But honestly, like, I probably would have stayed there longer, but the YouTube thing took off. So I was like, well, let's give it a shot. That Sat Joe for $5 just left a $5 donation. Didn't say anything. Not even sure if I read that name right. Yeah. But thank you.
Chad.
Chad. Minimundus for €5 says, please, guys, you need to hear this song later. It's great. Not from me. The NASA Man Can, parody of Wonka, the Candy Man Can by Conspiracy Music Guru. I'll check it out.
The NASA Man Can?
The NASA Man funny. Can. Probably cover up shit. What's this one? Yeah.
Nostraluca.
Nostraluca for $5 says, come explore Alaska and hold a meetup. I work for AK Railroad. Free badass excursion to Denali. I would love to go to Alaska and go check out the Boneyard.
Yeah.
I want to check out the Alaska Boneyard.
Freaking beautiful. Add that to the future field trip list.
Yeah. I'm going to be fun. Yeah. The plane, though, is what scares me because it's a smaller rickety one. Yeah.
We have a.
At least they're not Boeing.
To get to the Boneyard, you mean?
No, to Alaska, because they don't take the larger airlines.
Yes, they do. There.
Well,
yes.
Depending on where
I've been to Alaska.
Canada.
And I have flown.
Maybe it's like one of the remote cities that I'm thinking of.
I'll drive.
If it's just the main, well, depending on which route, you might not be able to get there during the season.
It's summer.
We'll go in this summer.
He's going to come to Canada.
Alaska in the winter. No.
Who else going to do that? I hate fucking snow.
Yeah. I don't want to go to where there's more snow.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Adam doesn't want a vacation to something he sees 6 months, 7 months a year. So
yeah, it's good. Exactly. Let's get in the car. Thank let's you. Go.
Yeah.
Bye.
I can't believe you want to come in a car with me.
we do.
I'll drive.
Okay.
He's driving.
I don't know. Like, my family is going to be going on a UFO ancient civilization American trip. We're going to go to Roswell. We're doing that in a couple months. Cool. You guys are welcome to come.
Can I be adopted? Okay, good.
Sure.
Great.
Garrett?
Load
up the kids or something?
Hey,
or
I have the satellite internet thing, so we can have internet throughout the trip too.
Mm. Starlink it, yeah.
Starlink, yes, thank you.
Wow.
Jared for $4.99. Please have Jeff, Danny Ann, and Flux from The Unexplained on as guests. They talk similar topics, and the conversation would be awesome. Okay. I know a Flux, probably not the same one, on Twitter. Chris Nimitz for $11.99 Martian pesos. Yes, it is lower. What is this? Lower?
Celestia.
Celestia. I am from Upper Celestia. Where the hell's that?
Either that or Silesia. I'm not sure.
Is that a planet?
Yes. It's kind of like the Northern Fremen and the Southern Fremen. Yeah. That's the difference. Macaque. It says Macaque. Got me. For $2. Like, don't forget to talk about Easter Island this month.
Oh, at the end of the month is Easter.
That's a good idea.
At that point.
Who do we have?
Suspicious observers.
Oh, cool. I'm sure it'll come up in the
conversation.
I can't
wait to hear him break it down, dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats on 50 episodes. Hail Forbidden Frontier from Psychotic Mongoose for £2 British proper money. Thanks. Thank you very much. And Rich Uncle Cheapskate for $4.99 says, I wish I could watch this live, but I can't. Enjoy the show, everyone. And to Quarter Black Garrett and X-Ray Girl, long live Super Earth.
Democracy.
Yeah. And liberty.
Democracy. And liberty.
Thank you.
If we hit a mail, I'm going to play that game.
Yes.
If? When?
Ooh, tomorrow.
There it is. Better download the game right now.
Yep.
It's happening.
That's the energy.
I'm probably going to download the game tonight. So.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So good. We had a record show today. It was awesome.
Yeah. You guys look like you were having fun. I was
so much.
moving shit around in my office. I've got boxes everywhere right now.
It was so much. Your homework too.
I was all day. I was listening to Jimmy on Rumble has a great interview with Ben from Suspicious Observers. Go check that out. It's from September of last year. Was it September?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Really good interview. Then I went and watched his video. Then I watched the Robert Schock thing. And, you know, as far as Younger Dryas, I think I'm good. I didn't need to do it. I've been doing research on that since like 2015, like listening stuff and reading books. So I'm good. So that's what we're going to discuss. And again, we have a couple of polls out there. I haven't seen them lately. Comet was winning last time I checked. And I think that's where we'll start. We'll start with the Comet. That's the one we've talked about a lot. Now, the only question I have is, okay, so the Younger Dryas was the ice age was ending already. Like it was on its way out. And then it restarted for about 1,200 years and then stopped. Both geologically. God dang it, man. Whew. Getting old, man.
You can see where it's dropping.
Geologically speaking, yeah. Overnight. It restarted overnight and ended overnight. Randall Carlson.
And Robert Schock was saying that information was down to the day. Like they knew that it wasn't like it. They were it could have been overnight. They were like, no, it's overnight. Like it happened that quick.
Yeah, that's what Randall was saying too. It wasn't like this over 200 years, which usually would be geologically speaking overnight still.
Mm. Yeah, true.
It was very rapid. I think literally Randall overnight. Said like, a period of 5 days.
Yeah.
Which and then
wild
it went
to think about
wild. So it five had to days. Be something drastic. And I do believe the comet theory, correct me if I'm wrong, X-ray girl, is the end of the Younger Dryas or beginning. There's one of them. They don't know. The theory is specifically on, help me out, chat, is either the beginning or the end.
The end, I believe, because it's like what ended.
Because it started the heating of the planet and the ice. Yeah. So.
I saw the chat says, I'm such a normie that I believe it all. No, I'm open to it, cosmic treason. Being open to something is not believing it. Like, it sounds like a pretty good theory. I don't know what I believe. You know what? Dark Side could have come down and had a war with the fucking gods for all I know.
Mega beams.
And that's what started the Younger Dryas.
It could have been us coming from Mars and bringing a war. Who knows? Like
it could be something way fucking weirder. Like way weirder. Like that's when the other planet exploded in our solar system and wreaked havoc. And it just could have been that. Fucking don't know. Maybe one day the Earth decided to just lay on its side. I don't fucking know. But there's real science going into the comet theory. Not that I completely believe them. They're biased and they're human too. But essentially, a comet or a piece of comet or multiple pieces of comet hit the ice cap, the up to 2 to 3 mile deep ice cap that was over North America and Europe at the time, and damn near instantly melted them. They had been there for 100,000 years. 100,000 years.
And then it was gone.
A lot of ice. And then it was gone. And it didn't come back. So the reason they started thinking about this is they found a layer of soot. And within this layer of soot, which they have found now damn near around the world, especially up in northern Europe, parts of Turkey, Arizona, New Mexico, they found proxies, nano diamonds, spherules, and you've heard Graham and Randall talk about it over and over again. And usually these proxies come from an impact, but they have not found a crater. That's the biggest thing. Now, this goes way back to another geologist who was going over the scab lands of Washington and saying, this looks like there was a big flood here. Something happened, like catastrophic. but we don't know where the water came from, you know. And for the longest time, they just didn't know where the water came from. The Graham did his book talking about Atlantis. And he was going in the first book, Fingerprints of the Gods. I think he was going for polar shift in that one.
That one.
Yep. Then he kind of, you know, he did his work and then he kind of stopped. And then Göbekli Tepe happens, blows everything back up. There you go. And the Comet Research Group started in 2007, and they have been doing it since then. And they have found they found some crazy shit to back up that something happened.
I just want to add that they didn't find a crater, but it hit so much ice. I mean, to me,
it wouldn't be one. And plus, if it's a comet, it wouldn't leave one like a meteor.
If it exploded in the atmosphere, it could have also above the ice and just like melted it in that way.
Which is actually a worse impact,
right?
If it's in the atmosphere.
Airburst
over it. Or it could have hit and just exploded when it hit the ice, because it was so much ice that it raised the sea levels 400 feet. Although there is the whole theory of isostatic depression, which is when the ice was removed, that Earth that had all that weight actually lifted and pulled the surrounding Earth actually lower, which is what Randall Carlson thinks happened to Atlantis, that it actually sank into the ocean, as well as the ocean rising from those.
Ocean rising from the ground water. Basically doing this, you know?
Right, exactly.
And it all sounds really believable because they back it up with like some data, right? And, you know, we're not scientists, but a lot of us aren't fucking stupid either. And Randall's a genius. Randall's like off the charts genius.
Yeah.
Go see him do like fucking workout pie in his head. Like just like boom.
Autistic genius that is like, oh, what's this structure here? Oh, that must be because of the water structure. And then when you get the genius of Randall and Graham together, it's like peanut butter and jelly. You have these two theories that come together perfectly, and you're like, okay, Younger Dryas, something happened here. There was a mother civilization before that, and then, boom, something extreme happened.
You're getting to, like, when you talk, there's, like a hiss going on. I don't know what's going on with
a
that.
Fan?
I'm not hearing it.
No. Start talking again, Garrett.
1, 2, 3, talk, 1, 2.
You hear that hiss?
I do. Yeah. I don't hear it now. Yeah.
That's weird.
It just started.
Like its microphone is excited to pick up more things.
Like when he talks, it goes like, like that.
Yeah.
Are you guys hearing it in the chat? If you're not hearing the chat, then I don't care. I can live with it. Sorry, Garrett.
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
some people
it's
hear
fine.
It.
We can...
Wait, say something else.
Is it still there?
No, you're good.
No,
not as bad. It's good. It's fine.
I think it's good. I think whatever you just did, fixed it.
I jiggled it.
Do a little jiggle.
Zorba taught you well.
He's got his
little wiggle.
Jiggle it.
Fixes the biggle. All right. There you go.
Wow. It's the quarter. So, never mind.
So basically, you know, Graham has talked about it toward meteor stream, which is basically the remnants of a giant comet. We pass through it twice a year, I believe in late June and late October. And he believes that there's still big pieces out there of leftover comet that could hit us. And Graham has also put out there that it wasn't one impact. It was a series of impacts over years and years, which led people to dig tunnels and go underground. And that might have caused all the vitrification that we've seen, because when there's a giant impact, a lot of Earth goes back up into the air and it comes back down on fire and it sets everything on fire. And there's actual scientific evidence that a large portion of our continent was on fire everywhere. And a lot of that is on the Channel Islands. If you go outside of California, those things were completely on fire. So
you go back to that char layer, right? That's why there's this char layer across geology all over the world. Like you just said, it's because of that. It would just, everything is burning at the same time. There's an explanation on the other side as well for that.
There is. Yeah, and they're exactly. both sound pretty good. And you know, but just, I'm just trying to do a quick rundown of the Younger Dryas. During the Younger Dryas, pretty much everything over 100 pounds went extinct. Now,
all the megafauna,
almost all, like Africa, they're fine. But there used to be four species of elephant. We've talked about it. There's a bunch. And now the scientific theory is it was overhunted. They were overhunted by people. They outnumbered 100 to 1 with little sticks. And by the way, hunter gatherers who had lived for hundreds of thousands of years, knowing like you don't overhunt like that.
All of a sudden they were like, let's just hunt them all.
Let's just fucking kill them all till they're dead, you know, and destroy all of our food supplies. Like they didn't think about that because they did.
Yeah, but they find all these skeletons of these overhunted animals, but they don't find any human beings who hunted them then.
Totally weird.
If they were overhunted, then
the Clovis people,
hunting?
Where are they?
Where are they?
We know they were here. We know they did stuff. Mm-hmm. We just don't know where they are. And yeah, we also found all this megafauna, like at the bottom of caves, right? All around the world, by the way. In Italy, they found a bunch of elephants and stuff at the bones were almost like they were washed in there. And there's that Alaskan boneyard, which is just a couple of acres where they found hundreds and thousands of bones, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of bones in just one couple of acre in the permafrost in the mud. Did they all just lay down and die there? Or were they swept there by some water? Well, that's what it looks like because they're pulverized. A lot of these
and
bones.
And it's not just megafauna that's there.
No, it's not. But according to I'm forgetting his name now.
Legally speaking, it is.
Legally speaking, yeah. It's just allegedly. Animals. There's no people whatsoever. Yeah. No people whatsoever. Yeah. So that's that theory. And Graham has had an entire special on it. Now, Graham, to his credit, does not totally discount the solar theory. But he leans heavily toward, he's a comic guy. I believe Randall's a comic guy, but he does not dismiss the solar theory either. They have both openly said, no, it's a pretty good theory. So there's
that's
that.
You could trust them more because the academics of nowadays will be like, I dismiss that completely because that's not what I believe. I'm like, that's not how it works. Like, you have to acknowledge that it is a theory that is plausible, which I think both of these theories are very plausible.
Yeah, we've got a friend who's probably in the chat who's got a relative that goes on these excursions, and I think they believe that too. They certainly believe something happened. There's no doubt something happened.
Scientifically, there absolutely something happened that changed our entire atmosphere and world. It's just what exactly is it? And the conventional explanation is that it happened. It slowly changed over thousands and thousands of years.
How it was stopping before, Garrett. Sorry to interrupt you, but
no.
Like how it was ending before the Younger Dryas started. That was kind of what was going on.
Ice was starting to melt, boom. Extremely, extremely fast. So, and more data about that, like when we've been researching, more of that data has been coming out and more scientists are accepting that fact. Robert Schott kind of brings up the fact that he's been kind of like Randall and Graham. They've been pushing these theories and going like, look, these are the things that all of the evidence seem to point in these certain directions, and then they get shunned. But now after decades and decades and more findings, these things are now kind of being accepted, and they're going, oh, hey, look at this. Like this, for example, the Sphinx head not being the original head. The first time he saw it, he was like, that's not the original head. And they're like, Egyptologists, they're like, you're ridiculous. You're crazy. And then later they go, you know, that's not the original head. It's like, that's the energy that happens. Now they're going to be like, well, it turns out that something big happened at the end of the Younger Dryas very rapidly. And not mention all of the people that have said it. Yeah, it happens a lot. It's kind of a virus.
I mean, across all of media also. It's just...
That is very true.
I think it's just the human thing that people just don't want to be wrong. And I don't fault that.
What have we gone through with our culture stuff?
Exactly the same thing.
Total clap back in the beginning. You know, credit to everybody who's been around since the beginning. It was like, yep. But then a lot of clap back, and then more evidence comes out and people start talking about it more, and they look into it on their own more, and they go, you know, most people, because I still have faith in humanity, When they look into something, they go, oh man, shit, there is something to this.
Yeah.
You know?
And hey, look, I'm glad that it's getting out there. It is kind of annoying that the academics are that way, but at least it's getting out there. And we know who the real G's are. We know who's been talking about this, who's been researching it. So,
and there's academics out there who completely back this stuff, by the
Absolutely,
way.
Absolutely. Yes.
And
Robert Schock was talking
about
that.
I mean, Robert Schock is a tenured professor. The G's.
Yes, he is. He is. I'm forgetting the on the What's UFO a, side.
Yes. The scientist.
Gary, I forgot his name. He's from Stanford.
Gary,
calling out Neil deGrasse Tyson all the fucking time, which is beautiful because he's that guy hasn't practiced science in 2 decades. When was the last time he was in a lab?
Meanwhile, he has like multi-billion-dollar companies that he's started and
this
research and papers. That guy. Yeah.
That guy is a G. And it's still it's really good that they're looking into this because Gary Nolan. Thank you.
Jeff.
Follow him on Twitter. He's pretty funny. He's not afraid to speak his mind, which I like. I appreciate that. So whether it's a comet or not, something happened and it goes back to, and again, sorry, I've read his name in a book a million times and Randall's talked about him, but the geologist from the, you know, the 30s, basically, who died in early 81, who kind of started this catastrophist, you know, like bringing it back after gradualism came in. And, you know, he said, it doesn't matter where the fucking water come from. It came from somewhere. It's right. The evidence is right here. Who cares where the water came from? You're looking at like massive devastation on an apocalyptic level that happened quickly. I mean, like Dry Falls is it carved out the freaking bedrock in days. It wasn't gradual, and the devastation that you see all around the Western United States is crazy. You can even see it in Arizona. There's parts of Arizona desert. If you drive through it, I noticed this when I was a kid. I noticed it recently. It looks like, a bunch of fucking water came through here. Like
Dry Falls.
There's Dry Falls.
I've been to Grand Canyon many times in my life.
Niagara Falls without water. This is.
Yeah.
Niagara Falls is like tiny compared to this.
Compared to this.
Tiny.
1%.
And watch Randall's whole thing on it. So whatever caused it, something very bad happened. So we know about the comet, but now let's get into the other theory that we haven't talked about a bunch, because I've heard Robert Schock bring it up, but we've talked about the Carrington event happened in the 1800s, and it was a massive solar flare that fried what little electrical system we had, which was telegraph at the time. Telegraphs caught on fire because it conducted all of the electricity from the solar flare through the telegraph lines. So telegraph operators, like, were watching their thing blow up in front of them. And it took a while to, there's the Carrington event, history's greatest solar storm that we know of. There's actually been much bigger ones. There's one that happened in, God, I want to say 500 BC or no, AD. 500 AD, they think there was a massive one too, because there was a lot of, writings about like seeing a big flash in the sky or something like that.
They talk about the lightning people that show in the sky.
Yeah.
And the they've seen those
plasma men.
The plasma men. Yeah. They've seen those depicted on cave walls. So it's another.
That is the best evidence, by the way. So that one scientist who was, you know, there you go.
Dr. Parrott has demonstrated that ancient petroglyphs, rock art found all over the world, are indicative of exceptional plasma formations in the ancient skies as recorded by ancient peoples, which actually this is a better, this is all over the place. Look, Armenia, Arizona.
Crazy.
Italy, Spain, just everywhere, all over the place.
I've seen the ones in Arizona with my own eyes.
And the Taurus and this shape, this what were we talking about? The freaking the plasmoid stuff that Randall Carlson was working on with the new type of engine or a energy? Carbon reducer. Yeah, it well, it's from what I understand, I still don't fully grasp it actually, but it's about like reducing carbon off of current engines to reduce it completely to zero, but it's like a plasma tornado or something. Plasmoid? Like that. And yeah, so it's crazy,
plasmoids,
but
yeah,
they use this, like, if you look at the oh, you can see my cursor, so like this, the torus, this shape, it's the same kind of thing, and then it's these same things all
see
over
those
the
dots
planet.
Yeah,
so this is actually an article from the ESO, the European well, it's the Southern Observatory, but this talks about and is acknowledging the micronova. All right, so it's the astronomers discover the micronova, and it kind of breaks down what it is. And this is essentially the theory of the opposing, which would be the sun. So I'm just going to read this because it's not very long. This is
go for
just it. Breaks it down. So a team of astronomers with the help of the European Southern Observatory's Very Large Telescope have observed a new type of stellar explosion, a micronova. These outbursts happen on the surface of certain stars and can each burn through around 3.5 billion Great Pyramids of Giza of stellar material in only a few hours.
Wow.
They have discovered and identified for the first time what we are calling a micronova, explains Simone Scaringi, an astronomer with Durham University in the UK, who led the study on these explosions published today in Nature. The phenomenon challenges our understanding of how thermonuclear explosions in stars occur. We thought we knew this, but this discovery proposes a totally new way to achieve them. Micronova are extremely powerful events, but are small on astronomical scales. They are much less energetic than the stellar explosions known as nova or supernovas, which astronomers have known about for centuries. Both types of explosions occur on white dwarfs, dead stars with a mass of that of our sun, but as small as Earth. A white dwarf in a two-star system can steal material, mostly hydrogen, from its companion star if they are close enough together. As this gas falls onto the very hot surface of the white dwarf star, it triggers the hydrogen atoms to fuse into helium explosively. In nova, these thermonuclear explosions occur over the entire stellar surface. Such detonations make the entire surface of the white dwarf burn and shine brightly for several weeks, explains co-author Natalie Degenard, a astronomer at the University of Amsterdam. Micronova are similar explosions that are smaller in scale and faster, lasting just several hours. They occur on some white dwarfs with strong magnetic fields, which funnel materials towards the star's magnetic poles. For the first time, we have now seen that hydrogen fusion can also happen in a localized way. The hydrogen fuel can be contained at the base of the magnetic poles of some white dwarfs, so that fusion only happens at these magnetic poles. And so I want to actually take a second and now bring up this. Now, this is essentially the Milky Way galaxy from a major distance. Now, we are very tiny. There's, I think, billions or maybe trillions of stars. I don't know how many stars are in the Milky Way galaxy, but it's insane. We're just one little star in our galaxy of the Milky Way, but this is an energetic wave coming from the center. Now, this is also from Suspicious Observer's video about this, and this is what 100
billion stars.
100 billion, thank you. Oof. That's an insane amount of stars. So we're just one, and this wave happens.
No life out there, by the way. Just want to point out there's no life.
Yeah, I'm right. Sure. And this right. is just one galaxy in this universe. So what he's saying, and I don't have I can't just reproduce the science that he brings. Hey, go watch his videos. They're fantastic. In fact, we're going to have him on in a couple weeks, and he's going to break it down for us. I can't wait. But this is essentially what he's showing is what causes our sun to trigger this micronova. And he has also, this is from his video that I took a clip. These are different events over the past thousands of years and 12,000 years. Gothenburg is the name of the event that happened. And it's when this wave hit us. Now, it also hit us 6,000 years ago, but it wasn't as bad as an event, which actually using Robert Schock's data that he was showing Rogan on the episode, you could see here that 12,000 years ago, the solar activity was spiking. Now, this is the top is 10,000, negative 10,000, so 12,000 years ago all the way to 6,000 years ago, and then the bottom is 6,000 years ago to present. And you can see that it is spiking again right now. Now, so according to this, every 6,000 years, this wave hits our sun, and our sun has a micronova. So that's essentially what this theory is of the micronova. And 12,000 years ago is when all this crazy stuff happened. Actually, you know what? There's one more slide I kind of want to show here. I'm going to share this again real quick. Now, this is an image. I'm not sure which. Is that it? Yeah, that's it. Okay. So, supposedly, the pole shifting, it goes hand in hand with this, and that plasma could heat up our core and mess with our magnetic, everything about our planet actually can get messed up. And there's a theory that says that the mantle actually disconnected from the core of the Earth. Think about like an orange, that the center orange, the fruit of the orange, disconnects from the peel. And the peel can freely move. That's the mantle of Earth. And the idea is that this, you can see where these poles potentially used to be, that in the Indian Ocean over here and then over by Peru, those were actually the old poles. Or this could be the new poles, the trajectory of the new poles, that if Earth were to shift again.
90 degrees. Yeah.
Yeah, 90 degrees. And it's because we get bombarded by these CMEs that are like hypercharged from the micronova that the sun is emitting, because it's freaking out because of that energy that it's getting from this whole stellar explosion that it goes through. And it's just a natural thing that occurs because this wave is constant. It's just this magnetic energy, and stars deal with it all the time, and it's so, I mean, in the universe it's a blink of an eye, but for us 6,000 years, like, what we live, what, 80 years, 100 if we're lucky, you know? Or,
well, now
know.
We do, yeah. Not,
yeah, now we do, but man, it's we yeah. don't really, we can't grasp.
And,
the
and he
scope
also
of it.
Connects it to that. We are going through, we are starting to go through a dust cloud, like a huge dust cloud, by the way.
Right.
And that's got something, because that's particles. So there's energy behind these waves that are going through yeah. too. And that,
well, and
be...
all the planets are erupting. They're going nuts. We now know that Mars is volcanically active. Saturn has all these crazy storms that are going nuts.
Was it Neptune had one reverse direction?
Yeah. All of the planets in all our solar system are starting to act weird.
Going good. The other way. Storms
are
going the other way.
Acting weird. And it's like, well, what is happening
remember?
Right now?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't
we're
know if
right on time that. For that wave to start hitting our solar system again. So,
and like we said, the last time that this happened, it was crazy. The 1800s when we were using
telegraphs.
And they're saying it. That one was just kind of small, but if it happened today,
I don't think that was the exact same thing, though. I think that wasn't this.
That's what Robert Schock brings up, is like, that's why he doesn't really get into the why. He just goes, the sun is not stable. It's not the stable thing, and it could just belch at any time. And it did with the Carrington event. And
well, it is belching all the time.
Yeah.
It's a ball. So if it belches that way, we're over here.
Yeah. But
right?
yeah,
to belch right at where and hit us has happened. And it could happen at any time.
And there's sometimes they're really fucking big. And remember, if a Carrington event happened today, we would be screwed.
Stone Age, man.
We're only starting. to protect our Transformers right now. Like, they're starting to do it in some places, but right now they are all vulnerable.
Robert Schock brings it up too, is if the power goes out, then things that regulate nuclear plants go out, and then shit
goes nuclear.
Oh, I went down a Chernobyl rabbit hole last night.
Right? It's every single nuclear plant goes Chernobyl and explodes because we don't have power to regulate this shit. And then we also have all of the other power grids around the world.
Those valves they had to go down and wait around in the water to fix. Because if they didn't fix those valves, it could have blown up and it would have leveled Kiev and made Eastern Europe uninhabitable. That would have been bad.
Yeah.
All right.
And props to the Japanese for, like, Fukushima, man. Keeping that thing clean.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. I was in San Francisco, living in San Francisco, and right after Fukushima, all of a sudden, black helicopters flying up and down the fucking beach every day.
So wild.
Every day for about a month.
My wife was in
total coincidence, I'm sure, but and it was unusual because in San Francisco, you don't see helicopters fly over you every day. You can put that back up.
Replay that.
I have there's a better one.
Unless it's a life flight.
Scary, man.
Yeah.
It's scary.
There's a better one.
It's like the sun gives us life, but at the same time, man.
That's one theory as to what earthquakes, I believe, are caused by the sun. I think they are connected. I don't know if you guys remember 2016, 17. I remember driving through it. There was all these sandstorms. Now they get sandstorms once in a while, like in Arizona, but we got a bunch in SoCal. And remember, at the same time, there were all these sandstorms were happening in the Middle East, and they were happening in SoCal. It was also happening on Mars. Mars had that huge, almost global sandstorm at the same time.
Scientifically, we know that the moon affects our planet.
Yep.
Makes oceans move, right?
Yeah.
So the fucking sun is way bigger and has way more radiation and other shit going on than the moon.
Yep.
Don't drive through sandstorm, by the way. Bad idea. That was one of my worst decisions ever. Holy shit.
This is the one I was looking for originally. So there we go. This happened about a week ago. It was a solar eruption. And there is the Earth to scale.
Oh no.
All right, there we go. So you can
it makes
see
your butt pucker a little bit.
The Earth is at my mouse looks like this. Is just a little finger for the hand. So if you can see the little tip of the finger, it's not even like you can see the little dot above my cursor, right? Yeah. So that is the solar eruption that happened last week. Now, it wasn't aimed at us, luckily.
But we're just playing slots. We're just like
we're gambling every day.
Hit, you know,
I mean,
we're gonna get across the board and get blown up.
Well, I've always talked about asteroids being a thing, meteorites. Like, if we get hit and we don't see, like, Oumuamua, we didn't know about it until it was leaving. Right. Like, all right, bye.
That could have
destroyed our entire planet.
Oh, you're changing trajectory. That's weird. Anyway,
why would you do that? Weird.
Well, if an interstellar object suddenly came at Earth, we wouldn't really be able to do it. Like, sure, we figured out that we can, like, nudge an asteroid. We did that with Bennu. I think it was Bennu 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But that was just, like, a tiny little thing. If it was a massive thing, an object that was coming at our planet, we might be able to do something about it if we had enough time. But a CME, something that big, if that was coming at us, it could wipe away our entire electromagnetic field that blocks us, that protects us from the sun, and we could just be fried.
Here's
like
what makes
that tomorrow, that be, right now.
Yeah. Here's what makes your butt pucker a little bit, because Shock goes into it a little bit of like what we would see. For one, we'd see the aurora borealis all around the planet. You'd see those little plasma guys and birds and shit in the sky. And that would be kind of cool. But you'd also get giant lightning. Lightning.
Lightning storms. Giant lightning storms.
And it would fry everything. And there is a lot of vitrification around this planet. There's a bunch in Egypt.
Layers.
Correct me if I'm wrong, chat. I'm just going off of memory here. Between, I believe, Ben talked about this too. First Kingdom and Middle Kingdom, there is a, there's just no records. There's like a, you know, a generation, maybe two, of no records. When they really, they, you know, kept records, wrote hieroglyphics, but there was nothing. There's like a dead zone. And that's when the kingdom started going downhill a little bit. And they think there was either an impact or something. You know, it could have been a volcano. We don't know.
So what year would that have been then?
I can't even remember.
So Middle Kingdom?
Yeah. Middle, like, so between, I can't remember that? If it was Middle Kingdom and First Kingdom or not, but I know.
Like 4,000 years?
Yeah, 6,000? I really should take notes. Okay. Someday. But
that's why this is the kind of books that I've been reading.
2400 BC to
I'm in a bushcraft myself.
BC.
Surviving in the woods.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking of another bushcraft.
Oh, I don't have it. You got it.
I got it. Hang on.
I'm a bushman myself.
There it is. I'm a bushmaster. Oh. Yeah, there we go.
I got that
Sorry, X-ray.
I got that book that's in his video.
These days, I'm just saying.
There's a reprint copy of the book that's in Ben and Suspicious Observer's video, The World in Peril. You can find it on eBay. There's just reprints of it. You don't want to get the original. It's like $800 if you want to get the original, but there's a reprint of it that the chat likes Bush, too. By the way, that's good to know.
Nice base chat.
But like
all natural,
you know, you talked about the Dark Ages. Now, I watched an entire documentary on how they think it's a volcano because of tree rings. They went into the tree rings and they saw that they were like really morphed and mutated. They think they might know what volcano it was, but they're not sure because it was in the year like 500. Not a lot of writing was going on. They just know that the sun went out for a little while. Then you talked about the medieval warming period. Totally agree with Ben on that. That's a vault. That's the sun. The sun makes us warmer. The medieval warming period was warmer than it is today. By the way, we're actually cooling off a little bit. So it was warmer than it was today. And there were vineyards in the UK, like massive vineyards, and there was farming in Greenland. So that's how warm it was. So it changes. Yes, the climate changes. But it's weird how these gradualists just completely look over that the oceans were 400 feet lower.
Yeah,
think about. And that changed overnight. And
Robert Schoch talks about how this NOVA or these CMEs could actually trigger volcanoes anywhere.
Yeah.
On the entire planet.
Oh, yeah.
And they could just go off. And super volcanoes, like anything, like Yellowstone.
A meteor can trigger that. No, an impact can do that, too.
The CMEs. Yeah. We have this going, right? The CMEs could happen anytime.
Correct.
Again, we're playing slots. It could, at the wrong time, at the wrong direction, it could hit us. Robert Schoch brings up the point when he was asked about it could be the comet or CMEs, right? He said it could be comets. The comets could hit the sun and then trigger.
I forgot CMEs. About that. That's trigger right. CMEs. That's
like,
a good point.
It's basically that would splash.
That would explain
why
you know, some of the dating would align it with the torrid media stream, because if we're going through that, it hits, boom, explodes on our side of the sun,
because they're in orbit around the sun.
Well, yeah, so but I'm saying on our side. If we're going through it, the sun on our side is going through it as well.
Robert Schoch was on Joe Rogan. Sorry, Garrett was on Joe Rogan in 2018. I think it's episode 1142, something like that. You could just search it. It's not on YouTube. It's on Spotify. But that's the interview we're referring to. He also has a book that breaks all this down too. A couple chapters that really go into the vitrification that he's found just in Egypt alone. There's tons of it. And like, even like modern times, relatively modern times, the French going down there, you know, firing cannons and, you know, whatever, trebuchets or whatever. I don't even know if they had them back then. Probably not. But there's not enough heat and fire to create the vitrification that's on granite, by the way. Oh, did you hear the other? I was reminded of this. The granite casing that's on the bottom of the second pyramid. is restoration. It's restoration. And it's from 4,000 years ago. So that was that means that pyramid's older.
That made me laugh. What? And when he asked the Egyptian antiquities, what's that asshole's name?
Vaiwas. Yeah.
Vaiwas. Yeah, yeah. It's like, so can you explain like why would they need to restore it if you say they restored it when they made it? So it was rotten concrete. Like what?
It was rotten
rotten marble.
So Vaiwas is telling
you think that they would choose rotten marble?
He's putting that to the geologist.
Right.
Right? So you're telling a guy who studies fucking rocks for a living.
And Egyptologists and he's like Egyptologists are like art history majors and language majors, right? That's what Egyptology is. It's like art history and languages. It's not geology and science.
But the funny
look
part
on
is,
Robert Schock's face was just priceless.
Ozai was massively corrupt. He took a bunch of shit home.
Oh yeah.
He sold it for and he got busted doing it. And he almost got ran out of the country when that coup happened.
I wish he did.
Yeah, but he got back, you know. He probably sold some very powerful people some Lost Ark of the Covenant or something like that. Yeah.
This is that book, by the way.
Goodies.
Yeah, Forgotten Civilization by Robert Schock. Highly recommend it. We should do...
I want to read that. I need to buy it.
I could do... I have my nerdrotic...
We should make a whole page for that, yeah.
We should make a page for Forbidden Frontier because I have my nerdrotic Amazon thing, which is only there for recommendations. It's like it's for people to buy shit and I get a kickback. I don't care about that. You don't have to do that. It's there for recommendations. We'll make one for Forbidden Frontier.
Sweet.
We'll make it.
And we have purely other for book recommendations down in the description as well.
Yeah. I don't need the kickback or anything like that. I just want you guys to know what books we're into. And I'll take a picture of my library once it's done. But my closet. It's a closet.
I'm in the process of changing my. I want this to be my library here. I just need to get a stud finder.
Yeah, I'm thinking about redoing this. This is getting stale. I want to bring some of my books down.
Yeah.
You can't really see what's behind me, but
makes me feel smart.
I want to go back to the UK. Chippy Norton? And that guy, I want to talk to that guy again. You guys weren't there.
I want to go to that bookstore.
It's near Clarkson's Farm. That was the bookstore that me and Shad were going in this bookstore, and the guy was selling like 200-year-old books for $50.
Yeah, I would like to go there. Yes.
God, it was great. Old guy was fucking awesome too.
We need to plan our UK trip. I'm excited to go.
I know.
I've been wanting to go back since I left.
The chat wants to let you know, X-Ray Girl, that there's some studs there.
I guess I don't need one if I have you guys.
We're all present.
I had the thought. I didn't want to say
that. Chat is so helpful. They're always willing to help. I just appreciate you guys so much.
I think you guys should do a trip to Sweden. I think you got a base of operations.
I almost did, man. I was so close.
We got a base of operations already. All right.
And Viking burial.
We are surrounded by ancient forts. I know an ancient fort that's 1,200 years old that is about 45 minutes from my spot.
I love that.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just
down. I'm down. If y'all are down.
So, massive lightning, plasma in the sky, which looks a lot like petroglyphs around the world. That's I'm leaning sun right now.
Well,
it was starting to pull me that direction.
Yeah,
I posted that in the Discord, and I was like, I'm kind of starting to come to this other side. I like the idea of it being possibly both. If we're going through those media showers at the same time, it could trigger the coronal ejections from the sun. It could also hit us at that same time, and then we'd get the same kind of effects from the melting of the ice caps and all that. So, yeah, I'm kind of leaning towards the sun.
I think it's both. I really do. I think the Earth has had this kind of stuff happen over and over again, which is why we have these underground cities that we find in Turkey and potentially in the Grand Canyon that we talked about. Right. I mean, I'm sure they exist in other spots.
And I bet it's in Egypt.
I know they're hiding it. You know, they're under the Assyrian.
By the sand. Or
supposedly, there's tunnels underneath all of that stuff. Dude.
Oh, there is. So, there's a labyrinth, and Ben from Uncharted X thinks he found it. By the way,
we need to LiDAR it all.
And the thing is, like with the labyrinth, there's a good explanation on why they haven't studied it. The water table is rising, and for them to
convenient though, huh?
I agree. I agree. They're definitely hiding shit
so no one can find it,
because that government is sorry if anybody lives in Egypt, we don't have anything against you personally, but I don't believe our government. Why would I believe Egypt's government?
Yeah. Our government's corrupt as shit. So yeah, yours is too. Government. It's called being government.
We're just our government's like gotten a little better at being corrupt as shit. You know, that's all. That's all I'll say.
But what about
Iraq? What about all this shit in Iraq too? Yeah. You know.
Well, I think the humans that were, if we are from Mars, whatever. If humans have been here for a very long time, which I think that we have for tens of thousands of years,
hundreds
at the least. Right, hundreds probably, right? But even if we know that this cycle exists, right? The Mayans had this 26,000 year great cycle, and that is actually documenting the wobble of the Earth. So it's like, obviously, we've been around long enough to understand the movements of the Earth, right? So
yeah.
If we know how to go underground and to all this, I think that they weren't expecting how drastic it was going to be, how bad it was going to be, right? We could see when asteroids are going to hit us. We know, like, there was one that came, I don't know, within, like, 11 million miles, and, like, they freaked out last year because, like, that's actually really close.
It's very close, even though,
You know, you don't think 11 million miles. That sounds like, no, well, it's actually pretty wild.
Think about this, too, and they brought this up with the comet theory. A comet could graze Earth, literally just... bounce against it, or our atmosphere, or airbursts. So we, you know, Tunguska, and the other one that was just recent, 2013, and that's the one that woke me up to asteroids, because like that's the first time, you know, with all those that car cam footage,
the cameras.
Dude, I went down blowing out windows on that for like a month.
Wild,
but that was wild.
So I think it's
like
both.
Stuff I should have known, but you think about it now, I know in my head that, oh, if there's an airburst above me, I'm not going to get near. I've got like a minute to get away from a window.
Yeah. No windows. Yeah. It's like shotguns.
No windows. Yeah.
And another thing that Robert Schock did bring up to kind of support the sun induced theory is the Göbekli Tepe. He noted in his article that there's some structures that were broken, and they think that, or he thinks that they buried it to protect it 12,000 plus years ago during that. So, I mean, if that's another piece of evidence, I don't know.
And the Brothers of the Serpent took it a little bit further, and they said, it's buried, but it's buried over time and sediment.
I think that's a different theory, though, because they're saying that people were just living there and it just slowly got buried from.
Yeah,
just
which makes life. Which makes it way more old, way older.
Way older.
Interesting theory, but they've been there and I haven't. So I've got
to go.
Yeah, they've been there they've actually looked at it. So
I think if it was just one of the two theories, I think life would have been able to thrive more than it did. These kind of places, this like resetting, teaching agriculture, making sure that humans can survive, I wouldn't have been necessary if it wasn't for both of the things happening at once. It was such a drastic change of everything. Maybe the Earth did tilt. Maybe we did
Mike
get hit.
In the chat? Mike Barra?
There's Mike.
Hi.
Oh, it's Bear in chat. What's up, Doug?
Mike Bear is in the chat. He says the comet theory is correct. He's leaning comet theory.
He's leaning comet. Okay.
And to be fair, it's the one that's been studied way more.
The comet theory, remember we talked when we first started discussing that, all across the East Coast of America, there was those types of quartz or there's certain types of stone that didn't exist naturally in that environment, but were on that same like sediment layer, right? And they were like, well, how did that get here, right? That
it's
had
the
to
nano
come
diamonds
from,
it's
nano was it the nano diamonds
it's the nano diamonds because the lightning Robert Schock explains that the massive lightning storms could create the quartz,
right?
But it doesn't
right,
explain
right.
the nano diamonds
That's
but where
what
do the nano
of.
Diamonds come from? Because the impact is it go all of that goes into the atmosphere, gets spread around nano diamonds all around our Earth. How does that?
If you only explain it through the sun.
Yes, you're right.
And all those metals too. Now, Robert Schock says those could be explained with the plasma event, but I haven't seen that broken down.
Same
at all.
I'd like that. You know what? We should ask Ben when he's on.
Yeah, absolutely.
The micronova, as far as I'm concerned, like he's the one who knows the most about it. Although Robert Schock, I mean, I'm almost done watching this interview with Joe Rogan.
It's really
and I'm
good.
Just like, it's freaking awesome, blowing
Thanks.
Me away.
Oh, you know it. Oh man, Mrs. Nerdrotic's the greatest. Thanks, babe.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Say hi. Everybody says hi. She just got back from Dune 2. Oh, yeah, my son went down the Dune rabbit hole.
Nice.
So books. He watched, he's reading the books. His first hit was Lynch. He watched the Lynch one first, and he's I loved it. That was great.
Okay.
So now he just watched.
Oh, nice.
He watched one last night, just got back from two. I've lost him down the Dune rabbit hole, and it's great. I love it.
I took my
so proud
son
of him.
To the better sand-related movie, Mad Max 1 and 2. At the
oh,
theater.
Good. Yeah, not
you
the,
saw
not
it
good.
In the theaters. I was
oh,
so
we
jealous.
Saw it at the theater.
That's
it was so
rad.
Good.
That's cool.
It looked great too. It was a really good. I don't know if they used an original 35 mil or something to make the digital, but it looked really good.
Nice.
Excellent. What happened to Arrakis? Arrakis used to have water. It used to be beautiful. What happened to Arrakis?
That was a micronova.
Dude, that TikTok going around of
Oh,
people of Arrakis, such your beloved Shilude.
Shilude.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it yet.
Gonna make Arrakis great again. Little Paul. Little Paul. Call himself Moody. Moody.
Tiny desert mouse.
Tiny desert
humble
mouse.
I saw him. He's very tiny. I could squish him very easily. I went seriously all day yesterday. I was just quoting it. My kids were quoting it.
Oh,
so
good.
I gotta check that out.
We'll
I've
show
seen
it later.
It floating around.
We'll show it at, so towards the end of the show. We'll show it. It's fucking funny. But,
so my favorite thing about the micronova theory is the fact that the 90 degree turn on Earth and there's a projected hit, and that's sometime between 2030 and 2050. So it's coming, according to Ben from Suspicious Observers, right? And we could see that different planets are kind of being erratic and. Our poles have been moving and it's increasing in speed. Mm-hmm. So it is changing. And there's a projected map. I actually tried to find it. I couldn't find it before the show. But it shows where I am right now. I'm going to be like nice and close to the equator.
Could you find the video and show?
And I'm like, nice.
The Earth on its side. I know you're like, yeah, summer, baby,
summer, no more snow.
Hey, too bad you'll be in Europe where Jimmy asked him. Jimmy's like, is there any place safe? Because he asked, is there any place safe in America? And he basically said the new Valley of the Sun. I'm close to where and we could talk about this in a second. Rich people building bunkers. There's a lot of them doing that. There's a lot of them doing that. But he was asked, is there any safe place in Europe? He's like, no.
I said no.
But no, hey, the rich people building bunkers thing is very real. Now, if I was almost a trillionaire, I'd build a bunker. That'd be the first thing I'd do. But I'm paranoid. True. I'm a paranoid person, you know, not super paranoid, but I'm paranoid enough to know like shit could go down at any time. You always want to be prepared. I've learned that through many lessons in life by not being prepared when shit went down. And almost dying. So I think that's kind of a normal thing to do, but it is weird that they're going to specific locations. New Zealand. Yes, chat, New Zealand.
Yeah.
They're just afraid of us, says Mike. Yes. Obviously, the big the up to 19 foot walls in Beverly Hills aren't enough anymore. Dude, 2002, the Summer of Love freaked a lot of rich people out, as it should.
Oh yeah.
As it should.
Well, I mean, it hasn't stopped.
Well, they were rooting it on, by the way.
It's getting into the political landscape, which, yeah.
Summer of Love, baby.
Anyway.
Summer of Love. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, I mean, what's his name? God, owner of Amazon, that guy.
Bezos. Bezos, yeah. So he's in
a bunker right across the road from his spaceport.
From his dildo. spaceport. He took William Shatner up in that dildo, though. So, William Shatner went to space in a dildo.
Props to Shatner. Him depressed. Nice job, Bezos.
It did. What? Oh yeah, it did.
Yeah. He got really depressed. He said like he saw space and the emptiness.
It's like that.
Got really sad.
Infinite perspective vortex that Zaphod goes into.
Yeah, and it gives you perspective.
So it's a torture device, and it puts you in a not like a box, but it shows you compared to the entirety of the universe, and you just die. Yeah. Except for Zaphod. Zaphod comes out of it knowing that I kind of was the best thing in the universe.
He's the center of the universe.
But total perspective vortex, by the way. Yep. Total perspective vortex.
I gotta read that book.
God, you have to read that book. It is a must.
I don't have it. I gotta
read all of them.
So yeah, I guess also that happened in Doctor Who when they looked at the time vortex, right? So as an 8-year-old Time Lord, you're taken to a place where you get to look into the all of space and time. And some people get inspired. Some people run away, and some people go mad. The doctor was the one who ran away. The master was the one who went mad. Nice. So it just depends on your perspective. I would look and see all those stars. I think it's rad. Because
speaking of stars, right now there is a comet that passes by Earth once every 71 years that you could potentially see. So if you
Halley's?
Keep an eye out. No, what's it's not called? Haley. Let me pop it up and
one just came by recently that was visible like in the southern hemisphere, not for us.
Let's see.
I was looking at the pole shift of the North Pole. Look at this. So 1904, it's over here.
Yeah.
2007, it's over here. 2001, it's here. So like you see how big.
And they're changing runways. They have done that already. If you go to his video, if one of you guys could go to his video and go to the part where Ben from Suspicious Observers, the first one you shared, Adam, where it shows the Earth on its side, 90 to 90. That's pretty interesting. And it would make sense.
There it is. 12P Pons Brooks.
Pons Brooks comet.
That's it right there. That's
when's it going to be visible for us?
It should be visible right now.
Really?
This was March 16th, so this was from yesterday. In the next few weeks. So,
well,
yeah, keep an eye out for it.
I'm not going to be seeing anything because we got clouds.
Oh, well, you got storming. A few weeks, so check it out.
I saw Hale-Bopp. Hale-Bopp was crazy.
When did that come? Like 86,
97
or something. Oh, it was 97.
I
thought it was the 80s. Why did
it was in the western sky, and like as the sun was going down in San Diego, you could see it freaking bright as day, and then the tail got longer. It was crazy. Yeah. And then a bunch of people killed themselves in San Diego too.
Wow.
I got caught in the traffic jam for that.
Crazy.
Is this
Applewhite? Applewhite. Yeah. Reverend Applewhite and all those people who committed suicide. I cut through Rancho Santa Fe that day. I was delivering parts, and I'm like, you know, I usually go through a shortcut. If you're familiar with San Diego, I was going through a shortcut that day, and some random road was closed for 6 hours. I didn't have a cell phone, and my work thought I stole the truck.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Jeez.
Yep. Heaven's Gate, baby. Motherfuckers.
Is this the image that you were talking about? Can you bring that up? This is the Earth on its side.
He's got one of the actual Earth, like the globe on its side.
Yeah. I'll try to find that because that's shows where I'm at.
It's in the 17 minute video. Yeah, if you could, I could probably find it. But it shows Antarctica, like basically at the equator.
Which, if that was the case, those maps, like Perry Reese maps that we talked about, I don't know if it was last week. We've talked about it many times, but those maps, if they were from other maps from the past, I missed what that said.
Somebody from the Gaia channel. I get the same vibes, Mike. I get the same vibes. We'll just say.
Okay, I'll find it. I'll find it.
Yeah. But the solar. Okay, the other thing that Ben from Suspicious Observers talked about was the ice core samples that every 12,000 years it would be ice age, tropical ice age, tropical. Where did those come from? Were those Antarctic ice core samples or
everything Greenland? That he talks about? He shows.
Yeah, he did.
Where he got it from. So, I'm not sure because it's a lot of information. The two that I posted are the most like I'm gonna prove this. Yeah, like this one, all the evidence. Like he really like lays it all down.
So that's the Earth.
Oh, here it is.
Flipped 90 degrees.
You got it.
Yeah, I got it
right here.
Yeah,
nice. That's why you're the producer. I'm not.
Hey.
Well, Greenland. Play it because it spins, right?
Equator, and so would the portion of Antarctica that is south of Australia. This would put the Bay of Bengal.
There you go. Pause it there.
Right there. Pause it. Yeah.
Look at that. That is like smack dab on the equator now.
That would be catastrophic.
If that was the case, and 12,000 years ago, this is what it looked like, and this is just reverting back to like if this was what it was, then it would make sense. That there would be pyramids on there if they were building pyramids over behind the ice age or before
the catastrophic flooding that looked like it happened in Mauritania. You know, Jimmy's talked about this, and that could have been the Mediterranean. Who knows?
It could have just been the Earth shifting.
Yeah.
Like
if the Earth shifts,
the water was just like
much freaking like it would be
all over the continent.
It would be insane. It would be effing insane. You'd have to be a long way from the like. If you're on the coast of California, you are fucked.
True.
But there is evidence Randall's gone over of a possible impact 5,000 years ago, which isn't that long ago, in the Indian Ocean that caused massive tsunamis in India, Madagascar, Western Australia. And you can see the evidence of it. It's you go on Google Earth map. We've done it before and you see the chevrons and they go way inland, like really far.
And in the Mediterranean too, right? Yeah. That whole area.
Oh, the Mediterranean is screwed. And then Ben talked about the super volcanoes, like Yellowstone. We don't have to worry about as much. It's the ones that don't always spout off and relieve the pressure
right, when the pressure builds.
Mm-hmm. What he didn't bring up is Long Valley, which is in California, which is near Mammoth. There's a super volcano in California. And
excuse me.
Yes, there is.
It's relatively close to me. I don't like that.
Yeah, it's relative. Mm-hmm. It's not as close as Yellowstone to us, but
that's true.
But Yellowstone's constantly.
I've come to terms with Yellowstone. I don't like knowing about new information.
I think his explanation of Yellowstone, it would if it blew, it would probably be like Hawaii. It would be just like fissures, like the Icelandic one that just went off. It'd be fissures, and it'd be really bad to be around there. But we don't want it to explode. Like Mount St. Helens, but 10,000 times worse. Long Valley, you know, they think it's dormant. They're not sure, but there is tons of volcanic activity at Mammoth Mountain. Tons. It's just underground. There's always like little volcanoes. There's part of the forest that's just dying because of the gases rising up. And you can see that on Google Maps if you know where to look. If you go to, I think it's Mono Lake, there's that little island that's just popping up in the middle. And
Japan's got a new island now.
Yep. What?
That's
free real
estate.
New island.
Yeah, 2 mile Japan. Tsunamis around the world if the pole snap. Oof.
Oof. I saw this on the Robert Schock article. I just want to bring it up. Göbekli Tepe, Great Sphinx, End of Ice Age. That's the Dark Age. And then
Solar-induced Dark Age. Yes.
This is civilization.
Such a great term.
Right here.
Yeah. And, well, the reason he brought up the pyramids, if you want to find that picture of the pyramids, I'm looking for right now.
Well, I also, and I don't know if Mike's still out there, if he agrees or disagrees. I think you can add Malta to where Göbekli Tepe is. I think Malta, all the structures on Malta are just as old.
Yeah.
So,
erosion.
And I think there's parts of South America that are easily 12,000 years old, not just four, you know.
yeah. all this on the
yeah. Look at that tiny head.
Closure.
Look at that. Yeah, come on, that's face. Ridiculous. If you see the face versus the body, you can tell it's different in its yeah. architecture, which is why he said that it's not
the material.
4,000 years.
The material
old.
Is different. I mean,
it's like well, older.
All of the proportions of every, because we were just in London last year, and we saw, we were in the British Museum with all of the Egyptian stuff.
They stole a lot of good shit.
A lot.
They really
I'm
did.
I'm glad they did.
But the property proportions
theft,
were
therefore theft
perfect.
Is property.
The proportions of a lot of those ancient statues are perfect. And when I say perfect, I mean perfect. Like, perfectly symmetrical.
Yes.
Perfectly shaped. This is supposed to be Khufu, and actually Robert Schoch goes into the difference of like the angles of the face yeah. and it proves how it's actually not him. But even looking at this, like, they wouldn't have built this without it being proportionate, right? That they were obsessed with making these things proportionate. Like, all of their statues were just perfectly proportionate.
Yeah, there's some stuff where Ben goes over it in Uncharted X that's like, humans aren't that perfect. Like, our eyes
are
perfectly
lined
up.
We can't do it right now.
Yeah. No. And no. It's fucking perfect, you know,
yeah,
on some of the statues.
Wild.
And it's like rose granite. And it's like,
it's not Khufu. Know. Sorry. I forget who they claim. Khafre? That sounds more right. Yeah.
It's clearly George Floyd.
Clearly.
Oh my God.
He was the best of us.
St. George. Yeah. So they yeah, masters of the pyramids, you know, carved stuff in relief, giant lotus flower fucking pillars yeah. that made
we're
to
supposed
perfection.
To believe
we're
that.
Supposed to believe like,
right.
Fuck it. Just make it a small head.
What are they hiding under the rump? All right. There's their dude.
And the paw.
Well, they did
under the Stella. There's a cavity. He said that they found that there's
ship.
Something there. What is it? What's
well,
in there?
That guy did they did a dig underneath it years ago, and suddenly the antiquities jack is
Zahi Hawass.
Yeah, that guy. Hawass. And Egyptologist. He locked it up. He locked it up and was like, "Oh yeah, yeah, we can't. No one can go in there anymore." And it's like, well, obviously you found something, and you probably just put it in your freaking basement.
Yeah. Mike Vera, between the front paws, yeah, under like the
yeah.
Stella area right there, there's mm-hmm. there's a cavity. What's in there? They won't let
What's
them
under it, man?
Even oh. do LIDAR or scan it at all because the why?
And you just
do
hit
you
the nail on the head on
UFO.
Why they're hiding it. You hit the nail on the head on why they're hiding it, Adam. Because they're corrupt motherfuckers and they're taking a bunch of this shit home.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
why.
I'm sure it's on
it.
A black market.
Oh, it's not like we want to protect. You know, all this because if they do find something older, they're keeping it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Selling it
they're
on the black
market. They're just grave robbers or not just, it might not be a grave. They're just looters.
They're looters,
you know,
that have
with official
themselves.
Badges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're scientists. They, oh,
Antiquities
we're scientists,
badge.
Guys. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine the shit that's in private collections of Russian oligarchs and
gosh.
Freaking what a tragedy.
Illuminati.
Or in the Vatican's safe.
Right. Oh, the Vatican archives?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think they have? You know they got some Egyptian
They got
shit.
So much shit. They have some of them in Canada. Some of the Vatican archives are now in Canada.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
So, yeah.
I heard
yeah.
about
they
that.
They have that Vatican mirror there? Look through space and time?
Is that like the mirror on the wall kind of thing?
No, they have that. That's the Chronovision.
Yeah, Chronovision.
Chronovision. I love the concept of that. That would be that's
Is
a
that
cool
like
concept for a show,
or
a book. No, it's basically a TV where you can see in the past.
Yeah,
that's Ooh. Wild.
Yeah,
you can like tune into a signal of the past and see it. And supposedly some Catholic, I won't say priest, but some Catholic person came up with it. Yeah. Rasputin's penis is in the Vatican archives. I would not be surprised. Wasn't that really? Guy chopped into pieces?
Yeah.
Rasputin is okay. weird, man.
He Why? Used that penis a lot. So I'm sure it's not Did in good he? Condition. Oh, yeah. Dude, everybody loved him.
I don't know anything about
Dude
him.
Dude never took a shower. People were like all over
Ew.
Him.
Ew.
Weird.
Yep.
It was very
he
weird.
Was great. And, the King's Man, too. By the way. Wow, movie. Good movie.
That was
yeah,
a great
I
movie.
Forgot
was
he was really in funny. It. Oh, my gosh.
Matthew Vaughn right there.
Is it the size of a horse? What are you?
Did you see that? Did you see the gentleman? Has anybody here seen the gentleman yet?
No, but I plan on. I saw it and I was like, oh, that looks good.
Hitler's testicle makes an appearance. We'll just say,
oh God,
the actual.
I'm glad it's got it's got approval from the fellowship, so I'm very excited to check it out now.
I'll do boobs, no testicles, please. Not pretty.
The gentleman is the shit. It is so good.
I guess
it's a movie. Guy Ritchie crime
it's a,
movie.
It was a movie before, and then so now
the
it's
movie.
A
it's a movie. The movie's very good. Series takes place in the same world, but none of the same characters. It's all brand new characters.
Cool. Though,
a little bit of a different perspective. Both very good. I recommend watching the movie if you haven't, and then go ahead and watch the series because the movie will at least set up the world. Right.
All right. I like it.
Good shit. Good shit.
So all in all, what was again? Let's just reiterate for the audience. What was your theory? You think it is? After talking about it, maybe
I'm leaning towards because I don't know. I definitely was ultimately right now. I'm leaning towards the sun because of the petroglyphs. I think that's freaking weird. Maybe there's an explanation how an impact could create that too. Don't know. Not a scientist. But I'm leaning towards the sun because it's volatile. And I think that could be way more random than multiple pieces of comet. But I could be wrong. Right now, just slightly leaning towards sun.
I'm going to sit firmly on the fence and say both.
You
because I think
weak ass.
Well, no, that's making a choice for both.
The Turid meteor shower idea of it being coming around on our side of the sun in between, or you know, on that same side hitting the sun.
I don't think that makes sense.
No, it does.
The meteor stream is going around the sun,
right?
How is the sun going through it then?
It's not going through. Like it's in the same area. On our side.
I would have to be a comet hitting the sun. Like a rando comet that we haven't seen.
I guess you're right, yeah.
Okay. Which could happen. Comets. It's not like we don't discover comets almost every week. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, where is it? Is it between us or is it between us and like Jupiter? No. How far out is the Turid meteor shower? Is it?
That's a good question. I don't know. It's really fucking long,
though. It's between us and the sun, I
thought. It is long. And it's not the only one. There's tons of them. So we're flying through a lot of dust and crap all the time.
Mm. It
could have been a massive airburst or it could have been multiple airbursts.
Mm.
If you read America Before, there's a whole chapter of that soot layer being over the bones and the carcass of a mammoth.
Mm.
So it happened like right after.
Isn't that
it got
one
killed?
That's like while it's being
I want to go. It's near Winslow, Arizona. So that that area with the soot
with the exposed line.
With the exposed line.
Cool I stood on a corner.
It'd be cool to find it. Yeah. And it's I've been to Winslow too.
So I think
I
think it was the sun and the amount of how much that micronova affected our solar system caused more things to happen. Like,
so here's Mike says,
that's what caused more things coming in, more the Turid meteors. We came in and just because our magnetic energy was low, because we got hit by such a massive CME, that our atmosphere was just like, come on in. You know, like, we can't stop you. Like, all right. And it just, there was such a bombardment from all angles. And maybe the poles did shift. Maybe the Earth did shift 90 degrees. Because Jimmy talks about how biblically there's phrases like the day the sun stopped in the sky and went back the other way or something along those lines.
Yeah.
He makes reference to it. And it's like, that could happen. Like, if the Earth suddenly decided like, I'm going to separate from the core and the mantle's just going to slide. Like if you were alive and survived that, That would be catastrophic.
I'd be wearing my brown pants that day.
Well, whatever color they were, they're brown now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're charcoal.
Yeah.
Dude.
On fire.
None of it sounds good. None of it is optimal.
No.
I'd rather it didn't happen, but something definitely happened. What do you think, X-Ray?
Yeah.
I am leaning towards the... Oh God, it's so hard to... I think the effect of the sun has a great impact, but I kind of think that it happened concurrently, even though the chances that are super low, which caused the mass flooding. Mike brings up a good point with the water canopy, possibly with the comet. It's hard to say, and until there's more evidence, I don't know.
Well, if it's hitting the ice sheet, yeah, Mike's right. There's a lot of water.
There's going to be a lot of water.
A lot of freaking water going up. Right. And that'd be gnarly. It'd be so gnarly.
Both of them are gnarly as hell.
They did it a little bit in Ancient Apocalypse, and we've talked about this. We need somebody to show us, potentially do a little CG, do a little AI, do whatever you got to do, and show us what this looks like.
I want to see that.
I want to see what the impact would look like, what the flood would look like, what possible a plasma event would look like. Just to be cool to watch. I mean, they've done this with possible Yellowstone blowing up. Like, why not?
So chat thinks it's the comet theory with 42%, both at 38 and 19% at the sun theory. So
there you go. Apparently, I don't know what's... Robert Schock doesn't talk to Graham Hancock anymore.
Wonder why. Like, he didn't trash him in the interview.
No, he doesn't trash him at all. I mean, when
was this interview?
Respect.
2018, but...
Yeah, 2018. Okay.
Graham this while he was speaking at Contact in the Desert. He said, yeah, I don't talk to... I haven't talked to him since 2015.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
That's sad. I think they should have conversations, because I like the idea of them both being open, you know, having their stances, but being open to the other, and then joint researching. Like, we've talked about this, bringing people that don't think this happened at all and people that have that theory, and bringing them all together and then studying and swapping research. That's a much better scenario and climate than the one we have now, where it's just all combative from both sides. Like, I totally get why Graham is combative as he is, because he's been trashed for like decades and it's his life, but it would be much better if we lived in a space where we could cross those two spheres, you know.
Yep, those two microspheres,
right?
Nano diamonds are forever.
Nano diamonds.
That's right. Shall we get super chats, guys?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We'll talk about this more, because I freaking love the subject. Absolutely. and I'll probably watch like two more documentaries tonight.
Well, and we got Ben coming on the show at the end of the month.
Yeah, so. I'm curious to see what the waves thing you were talking about coming from the middle center of the galaxy.
So, supposedly
there's a black hole in the center there. So I want to know what it's from too, because I haven't seen any information about what causes that wave.
And the micronova thing
is crazy.
It's crazy.
It they have been measured, actually. And I wrote it down. All right.
We're monkeys. Yeah, we're all monkeys.
They know that the galactic sheet ripples are 225 light years tall, which is the amplitude. And we recently learned that the sequence, or the wavelength, is 50 light years wide.
Wow. So, okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Pretty wild. So that one.
Okay.
It's wild. So we're gonna talk to this guy. This is his expertise. So, and check out his channel. His channel's great. But we're going to have him on, and I can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah, he just put something up about space weather today on Twitter.
Every day he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does a morning show. No, yeah.
I don't think he...
Art used to be on top of this, Twitter, too, all the time. He was obsessed with coronal mass ejections, and he'd always like...
He should be.
There's an X flare coming today. And we've had some big ones, and we had a big one in the early 2000s, late 90s that knocked out a bunch of the power grid up in Washington. Do you guys remember, anybody living in Washington, Oregon, remember this? Late 90s, the entire fucking power grid went out, like everything in California, in Oregon, in Washington, and went out for hours, like, and not even the backup shit, like traffic signals weren't working.
Oh, EMP boom hit something.
Something like, well, they said it was a major transformer went out. That's I never found out why. But it was a trip trying to, especially when you're delivering parts around a city with no traffic lights and a bunch of retarded Californians. It was fucking,
I can't imagine having to do the four-way stop. Fuck,
it was terrible.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
I love the roundabouts.
Yes, me too.
Everything's roundabouts here.
There's roundabouts in Encinitas.
I just don't trust other people.
I don't like roundabouts. That's what it is. It's not that I don't like roundabouts. I don't like the people that drive on roundabouts that don't know how to
drive. Yeah, it's definitely not my fault.
I heard there's a cute roundabout in France around some arch or something like that.
That's funny enough.
Just a little.
That's my least favorite roundabout out in Europe.
Try
that looks like a nightmare to drive on. Like, I'm sure it you guys sucks, know dude. How to drive over there. Or
try
whatever,
a roundabout.
Let's go back
in
to John
Wick.
India
or Vietnam. They are absolute horrible. You don't want to ever drive there.
Yeah. All right.
But anyways,
Cat Phillips for 1999 says future episode idea: Las Bolas of Costa Rica. Oh, they just the stone balls. Mike was talking about that last week. David Hatcher Childress and Ancient Aliens just did a Stone Bowls special.
Stone Bowls.
Stone
Bowls.
The stone spheres of Costa Rica, right.
You know what they did go over?
Pretty cool.
Yeah, well, they found them all around the world. They found a bunch in L.A. So David Hatcher Childress talks about this in one of his conferences. They were the railway line. They were digging for the railway line, and they dug out a bunch of stone bowls out of that were buried in a hill in LA. And they actually just used them and put them, they're all around LA. They're in parks and stuff.
Is there an explanation for that? Like a conventional explanation why they're spherical?
The science, it's volcanic. The scientific explanation is kind of weird.
They're saying they're natural.
They can't. The ones that they like to.
They're volcanic. Wait, volcano just shout out. Some,
yes,
just,
you do
know,
a
nuts.
Better David Hatcher Pinky Childress because you know him, Mike. Okay, give me a break. Kind of helps to know him. Flexing in there.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's a pretty good flex.
It's a good flex. I respect it. No, they conflate it with like. Because sometimes they'll go, look at the stone balls, and it's just like, it's a round rock. But then there's the ones in Costa Rica and the ones they found in L.A. and other places that are clearly fucking perfect spheres. Right. And you're like, no. And then
I've seen some massive ones, too.
The one in Bosnia. The biggest one is in Bosnia that they dug up. It's fucking huge. It is huge. And it is a stone ball. It's a stone ball. I think that's a good subject. I think we should do it.
Stone balls.
Stone balls.
Got it.
Stone balls.
What if the the Olmec heads are carved out of stone balls?
Maybe
interesting. Uh-huh. Like the stone balls are just
they found them and then they were like, oh, let's make heads.
Luke, I didn't know the Olmec have been as big as that. Yeah, Luke's been posting, and they are massive.
Yeah,
they're way bigger
huge.
Than I thought.
Huge,
yeah. Huge. Yeah, Olmec heads. We should definitely talk about too.
And some of them were buried. Now, were they purposefully buried, or have they been around so long that the sediment just went up over them like an Easter Island? We got a $50 donation from Barry McProben.
That's like if Barry Zerbu McProben. Made an anonymous name.
Yeah, we
like,
see.
Oh,
you.
I got to be anonymous. Hmm.
Oh, well, he brings up Zerbu. What? It's totally an Irish Earthling name. Ha ha. Okay, it's Zerbu and crew. Sorry, man. We're better than this. No, you're not. That said, we couldn't help but notice Quarter Earthling raised an eyebrow at this to make it weird. Nice. Anyway, happy St. Patty's Day, Earthlings. Yeah, happy St. Patty's Day.
Patrick's Day.
I don't wear green.
I'm wearing green. It's just dark.
Oh, shit.
I wear a little green.
I'm not Irish, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. The Irish take a day to celebrate their alcoholism.
Drink beer.
The German take a month to celebrate their alcoholism, and the Scottish people just celebrate their alcoholism 365 right. days a year. GJJ for $20. Hail. As someone who deals with space stuff, sun causes electronic problems, not heat stuff. This is true. Unless the plasma comes down and the plasma hits the earth. And because there's vitrification caused by lightning, right? So that's what Robert Schock was talking about. And it's massive. Like there's something fucking hit, something pulverized a bunch of stone cities in Egypt, pulverized them. And it couldn't have just been war. Like the amount of devastation is pretty incredible. And it melted rock. He also says, also, I'm retarded. I'm a retard who pushes buttons.
Me too.
Yes, so are we. Ollie.
Toboger, I think.
Toboger says, happy St. Patty's Day for $25. Thank you. Patio Furniture has donated $25. Happy St. Patty's Day. Thank you, Patio Furniture.
Of the Wicker family.
I'm gonna butcher this name, but Chablinsky, which was the 2013 meteor, and this is from B-Chain 315 for $20, says bolide was insane. I was in high school and saw the news before I went to school, saw the small bolide last year, like a shooting star that got really bright. It cast shadows on my street at night. Crazy. Oh shit.
Wow.
So you saw it. Holy crap. Yeah, that was. That was insane because you saw so many different angles of it and how bright it got. And they found it. They fucking found it. It fell into like a little lake. I don't know, it's a pond or lake. And they pulled it out. What was left of it. But there was video.
How do you find it? I don't know.
There was, I haven't been able to find it. I remember when it came out, there was video that looked like something shot it down, like something hit it. See, the dog agrees with me. The Russian cauldrons. Jim Watari for $20 says, why should woolly mammoths be frozen at near the northern hemisphere where is less food to support them? Maybe they were really at the equator. Hold 90 shift. That's the other thing.
That's a good point. Yeah, that would support the life of megafauna.
So there was that giant ice cap, North America, but Siberia wasn't frozen. And it had a bunch of mammoth who were grazing and eating grass. Not permafrost, grass.
Right.
So what the fuck was that about? Now, woolly mammoths can survive in Arctic weather there because the last one died on an Arctic island. Down near Antarctica. Yeah, that's really strange. Really strange. Sophie for 2 pence says, hail Adam Garrett. What are your zodiac signs? 199. I'm a Leo.
Gemini, I think.
I'm a Pisces. X-ray.
Aries.
Didn't want to leave you out.
Quantum Sledgehammer for $20. Given the younger Dryas caused so much global chaos, just imagine what an older Dryas would have done. What? like kill the dinosaurs?
Hey!
Like a mature Dryas.
Well, the thing is, what caused the Ice Age? Because it wasn't the first one. So what caused that Ice Age? What
killed the dinosaurs?
Something had to cause that Ice Age. We don't know.
Chuck's a lub.
What was slowly stopping the Ice Age before the Younger Dryas happened? Like, what changed? What was it?
I watched the movie.
What, the Ice Age? I saw the first one.
Yeah, it was the squirrel.
The first one with the gay rhinos.
Yeah, the gay rhinos. Yeah,
Carl, they ruined our salad.
Yeah. I don't remember it. That movie.
Oh, yeah.
There were two gay rhinos.
The rhinos were fucking gay. Aaron Bacon for two British pounds proper money. How about Elites, Cosset, Blaming Sun, or Comet? I wouldn't put anything past those degenerate, fucking satanic, weird elitists. Well,
the Adam and Eve story. Yeah. It was all about the Micronova, and the CIA felt the need to redact all of it. Actually, not just redact it, hold it back from public for 35 years, 40 years.
Like, shoot a nuke into the sun.
I wonder what that would do. Probably nothing, but unless if you put a lot of...
We have nukes. A big enough
The sun would nuke? Probably yeah. laugh.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, how would the elites do that? They'd have to have something crazy.
Well, it would melt before it got to the sun. It's not
well,
like
the elites need people to, you know, control. So,
yeah.
The other panelist is named Quarterblack Garrett from Normal World and Nerdrotic producer. He likes gay games and making helmets. Probed by Zorbu many times, says Eric K for $5.
You're
likes-
always thinking of probing, man. It's on Eric.
Is.
It's on Eric. It's weird.
Lepre, is that Leprechaun?
Yeah.
Should have been Leprechaun.
Oh my gosh.
For $50. Gary, Quarter Black, Tis After Me, Lucky Charms, Pink Hearts, Yellow Moons, Orange Stars, Green Clovers, and Blue Diamonds. Wait, what? Being told he only wants the black cock. So, so the charms are safe. Ha ha. Tis a miracle. Happy St. Patty's Day. One.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Aaron Bacon for two British pounds proper money. Why not take the train? Ship then train for Adam. Why not take the train? I don't know. I'll take a train when I'm there. I'm down.
Yep. Trains run everywhere.
I want to next time I go to the UK, I'm just going to learn how to drive there though. I want to drive.
I feel like it would be a lot easier than taking, especially if you're leaving London.
If you
like
don't if stay in London, yeah.
If you're in London, yeah, you could take the train. But if you're leaving, I went north to visit Az. It was a pain in the ass.
There's so many change. You have to change and change. Yeah.
And then you get on a bus and you got to see people. I don't want to see other people.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to walk around looking confused, being like, gross. How do I get here?
Gosh.
Dude.
So Liam for $25 says, Happy St. Patty's Day on the stream website. Thanks, Liam. Lance Thrustcock for $9.99. Tell Adam to wake up. Okay.
What?
Thank you, Lance Thrustcock. I'm sure
this was
good.
My less sleepy episodes, yeah. I think.
Yeah. Adam.
Because it's early for me. It's only 1:20 AM.
True, the time change. Yeah. Yeah, soak it in now.
I love this.
Eric K for $2 says Garrett jiggles for Zorbu to attract probing. You're right. And then
I don't have to jiggle. He comes to me.
Oh, yeah. He likes the jangle of your jiggle.
And when he doesn't, you start jiggling.
Yeah.
I don't have to.
Golden Nuggets. Nuggets for 10 British pounds. The Prince William Kate rabbit hole is driving me nuts. Hail all. Oh, yeah. Kate Middleton.
Fucking weird, dude.
Is she alive? You think? Is she dead?
Yeah, she's been gone for 4 months, dude.
What
her and her kids?
Well, okay,
not
okay.
Photographed. Not
I don't
AI,
know what
AI images.
I don't know what's going on, and you're going to fill me in just a second. But I will say, just keep in mind, she gave birth to half human, half lizard babies. So that's probably not good for
it's
your gonna system.
Going to do some damage.
Yeah.
All right.
Going to do you're some damage. Some so what the hell? She's operations. Really been gone for 4 months.
So supposedly they said that she had to go into this surgery, and it was planned. And that's why she hasn't been taking photos and whatnot. But if you look at their schedule, she was scheduled to go to all these places at the same time. So it's like, why would you, if you knew that she had to do this surgery, what's up right. with that? And then she released a photo of her like, oh, we got out of surgery and I'm all good with her kids. And then people looked and on her hand, it's clearly photoshopped.
AI.
And then they took a picture. Somebody found, because, you know, internet autists are great. Fantastic. God bless you. You took a picture of her from a horse, some fucking thing that was on a magazine, and overlaid it with that picture. And we're like, it's the same face. So it's just a completely made up photo, and nobody's heard from her.
Further down this rabbit hole, though,
in 4 months. I don't know,
by the way, I learned all this against my will. I didn't like this information.
Me too.
Okay, so according to the internet sleuths, the internet autists, I'm sure they were both having affairs. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. And I guess he got someone pregnant, and she got pregnant from someone else, and he was like, "Yeah, well, this is fine, but you need to abort that baby," and that's what the surgery was, and she didn't survive it. So.
Would anybody notice unless unless that baby came out like a different color?
Yikes.
Oh man, a little East Londoner.
Oh, maybe a House of the Dragon. Oh shit.
Yeah,
I don't know. Situation. Harry looks an awful lot
strong boy like, you got there.
Diana's horse riding coach. I don't know if you've seen those images.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah.
He looks exactly like him. Like, whoa. Bro. Like Trudeau and Castro.
I was thinking it was just, wow, that was going way dark. I was just thinking she got like Bell's palsy from getting boosted too many times like Jamie Foxx. But
can you say that? You can't say that, I don't think.
I think just
you
can now.
Oh, my God. Well, we're not on my channel, so. We disavow that, YouTube.
My opinion.
There's no. Oh man, sorry. My I have filters in my brain for that now.
Yeah,
it's got PTSD. Kind of sad, okay,
but also, yo, I don't want anything to happen to this channel. My channel's already fucked. I'm not worried about that.
For this channel, we got a backup plan.
All right, good.
Whew.
Anyway. Nothing. No, we're good. We're fine. Yeah. Someone said that's it. Adam's channel's getting banned again. I get a strike.
Association.
That is so funny.
What did I do?
You're like Twitch. We had off-platform, off-channel activity that we didn't like.
Yeah, I get banned from Twitch. That would be so hilarious. Funny.
Nothing happens to me.
Oh, across a million, totally fine.
Clearly, Jamie Foxx was fine. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
AJH Productions for $4.99. First time super. Hey.
Hey.
Is History Channel's The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch worth watching? Also, will there be an FNT Dallas meetup during the Fan Expo in Dallas weekend? If we go, yes. I mean,
we're going to be going.
We're going to be going, but like
we're busy.
I've got a meetup before then. I'm focused on Vegas. So
yeah.
I think Skinwalker Ranch
is worth watching.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, it's fun.
It depends on your taste. It's fun. It's a fun show, and it does actually feel like it's going somewhere. We'll see. We're getting a new season.
They don't Oak Island you, okay?
They don't Oak Island you. They give you like
feels like it. The first season, it's a little.
There's actually like UFO better. There's UFO footage, so at least there's that.
True.
Yeah. The next season starts in a month.
A month?
Ooh, yeah, pretty soon.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yes. Yeah,
according to Brandon Fugel, said it starts in April. So,
Brandon, if you ever watch our show, please come on. We'd love to have you on.
Brandon's based.
Yeah.
Oh,
and we would love to see your collection of awesome memorabilia.
Yeah.
That too. Totally.
Yeah. Everybody's asking about the ranch. It's like, no, dude, I want to go to your office and see your fucking stuff.
Yeah, I just want to hang out with the dude.
Millennium Falcon, I'm sure, or something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Richard, doesn't he have the knife from Big Trouble in Little China?
Big Trouble in Little China. Yeah.
It's like, shit. Yeah. Richard Throbbin for $10.
Oh, my God.
You guys should talk about the Nibiru and the lizard people someday. I'm looking forward to seeing AJ on your show one day. Stay horny. Can't wait. He's taking 2 weeks off. I got to watch his because he did a compilation video a couple days ago. So
Two of them.
Yeah, a couple of them now.
You got to take that time off.
Yeah, that dude. I miss him already, though.
Yeah.
But I did order their sneakers today.
Let me know.
You want to show me what they look like?
They're only available for 2 more days.
Oh, seriously? No. I have to make a decision now?
I saw that. I saw 2 days remaining, and I'm like, I pulled the trigger.
You missed out on the Trump shoes, so you don't want to.
I don't care about the Trump. I don't care about the
Trump. Do you
want
to show it? You want
ugly
to show
ass
it?
Freaking shoes. Yeah, I'll show
you. Want me to pull them up?
Okay. They're the best shoes, Garrett. They're the best shoes.
Okay.
The most golden shoes.
I wish they were.
They'll give you mad hops.
They have heckle fish.
But that's the thing.
Tongue.
I want it because of the tongue, working? But like not because the black leather
like
is hard
tops.
To breathe. Okay, and I hate tying them.
Wait, why is
so
it gotta be black? Huh?
Horrible.
Just have them loose.
Oh, it's gotta be black. Oh, you know what?
Here we Here we go.
My final
Dude,
edit of our video yesterday is still up on my computer.
Is
I don't know why.
Sick.
Damn.
I wonder
I like
how
the
much
black
it's
and red.
Cost
you know, I like
for
black
me
and
to
red.
Ship. Adam, mm-hmm. How much did it cost for you to ship?
I mean.
A couple bucks.
A good amount.
Okay.
But, you know, some. Look, some I wanted bucks. Them, okay? I wanted to support the Y-Files. I've watched so many Y-Files. And I've never super chatted them. You know, I've never, you know, so like me getting these shoes, it's like I'm getting some dope looking shoes. All right. And I'm supporting the Y-Files. So like to me, it was like, it was a no-brainer. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
They're freaking fire. I wanted them. So
good.
Hey, you're only showing one picture. There's so many like dope shots.
Here,
like, they got Y-Files on the back heel. The box itself.
Nice. Cool. You have the website.
Look,
yeah.
So look at the box. The box is dope. I love good shoe boxes, and it's like a Y-Files shoe box. Look at that box. Look at that.
I do like the backs of them. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I do like
They're
that.
Fresh.
And wait until you see the tongue part.
Yeah! And then they got hecklefish on the tongue.
The
it's like, oh,
I
dude. I'll wear them? Yeah, I'm going to rock. And you get a free pin. So I got a hecklefish pin.
So nice.
So nice. I also got the pin. I'm kind of excited about that.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
We'll buy them. We love.
I did. Thank you. All right.
Salty.
I bought them.
I did
Ranger for $20 says an asteroid from the Taurid could pass by Earth then slam into the sun and that's what Robert Schock brought that up not
that's
an asteroid but a comet
said, and everybody made
comet
fun.
No
well you
no
I well he said comet you said Taurid asteroids
I'm yes he said a comet chatted. Could it but Taurid is an old comet so yeah but it'd be an asteroid you're right
well, you're right yeah. it'd be a comet
we're not shitting on you I'm not
I
don't know.
Love shitting all over Garrett. And this, I'm in perfect
That's
position
disgusting.
Right now. I just shit and it goes right down on. Oh, damn it.
Wow. No, I, you know what
wow.
I say?
Who's
wow.
in control here?
I save shit. All of my roasting for Dan Bass. So I actually have notes of future roasts if I need
Do you
them.
Have anything
oh my
left?
God.
He does.
Oh, I got shit left.
He well, you gotta get ready to unleash the cannons.
He started getting into mom territory, and I'm like, all right, like it's
going
really?
Let's do this. By the way, he kept on saying he's dating my mom. It's like, good. I'm glad the old girl's getting some. And good. And what's one more illegal alien in this country?
You like, have whatever, no you know? Power. Yeah.
You want to talk about dating my 80-year-old
really,
mom or my 70-year-old mom? Pick one. I don't care. Good.
That says good. A lot more about you, Dan Bass.
Yeah. I'm glad they're getting a little slice from the pool boy, you know.
The Brazilian pool boy.
he's in his little Speedos walking around going, you want some more soup, Mrs. Speaker? I don't give a shit.
Man.
Ouch.
No, I've got stuff ready to go. Locked and loaded.
I can't wait. Wait, what if you win, what do you get? What you get to cut his man bun off or no? He has to cut it?
No, he has to sing a song about man buns being gay that I write.
Oh, yes, so right. You're writing it.
I'm writing the song, and the name of the song is Man Buns Are Gay and So Am I.
Well, and he's got to have a big man bun when he sings.
When he sings.
Yes.
And if I lose, I have to sing a Bon Jovi song.
You're not losing. Dude, it's gonna happen in like. Come go today. Subscribe to Nerdronic,
right now,
please.
If you're not already,
because this is gonna happen, like tomorrow, today.
If you're part
it
of
could
that
be
40%,
right now, I don't know.
Hit subscribe. Hit
go subscribe.
And then here, fact, I mean here too.
Subscribe. No, subscribe
here
too.
But subscribe
over
there.
If we hit
well.
That 100K, it's gonna be Forbidden Frontier. All right.
Yeah.
Merch.
Let's get it going.
Merch.
Josh
merch
Kelsey.
At 100K.
Merch
Videos.
At 100K. Josh and videos. Josh Kelsey has dropped $20. Just walks away. $20. Josh.
What do you do? It's what he do.
Johan Maxos for $10 says, my theory is CME overpowered the ionosphere and caused a disruption in the hot magma, causing earthquakes and calderas under the ice in the Yukon to superheat the ice from underneath and a massive melting. Oh, sounds good.
I see it.
Rarity one for $4.99, proper money, British pounds. A hail Forbidden Frontier. Love you guys. Talking of art, there is a podcast called The Art Bell Vault. Has 350 shows. They sound legit. Just thought you should know. Hail Forbidden Frontier. Well, we've got almost 800 shows, right? From those two that I sent.
Maybe I haven't looked through them all. I said, oh, wow.
There is a shit ton. I think it might be more.
It's wild.
Kevin clearly says, anyone know if Ancient Apocalypse will be released on DVD? I'd love to get a physical copy. I would too. I haven't seen it, and I've looked. I've looked. Netflix isn't big on that shit. They do it like with Stranger Things and stuff, but not much. You know what? Those fucking idiots at Netflix. I'm looking for a vinyl soundtrack for One Piece, and they haven't done it, but they did one for Cowboy Bebop. Fucking morons.
The one that Mondo had one?
Yeah.
Mondo might come out with one. That would be great.
Maybe. They have a digital soundtrack release, but they don't have it on vinyl yet.
I bought Cowboy Bebop, the actual Cowboy Bebop
soundtrack
on vinyl from Mondo.
Mondo's awesome. Mondo did a good Daredevil one. Good Daredevil one, yeah. Full Metal Crazy for $10. I've been through the Scablands several times and went hiking last month in them. Without a doubt, a lot of water went through there very fast, and the area is huge.
Huge.
Sig 226 for $1.99. Have you ever studied the climate events of 535 AD? I've watched a lot of documentaries. It's crazy what happened. It is crazy. It was the Dark Ages because it was dark. And it killed a lot of crops, killed a lot of people. Cities fell, civilizations fell. They think it was, not the volcano in New Zealand. I can't remember which volcano it was. But they think it's a volcano. Andrew Reeder, thank you for the 10 Canadian pesos. Appreciate it. Doesn't say anything. Jimmy Francis for 50 Swedish krona. I'm a filmmaker working on something in this space. Talk to Dr. Shock. Have emailed Gary about the project a while back. Please read it when you can. I will. I want to see it.
Let me know. I want in on that project. I'm here.
I want to see it.
What's up? Probably up near Stockholm.
Zombie Licorice for $20. Love you guys. Most nuclear plants do not explode under any circumstances. And if they do, it's not akin to a nuclear explosion. It's typical of a columbic explosion, which is relatively small, massively exaggerated thing. With the Chernobyl one, it was
meltdown. Yeah.
It was melting through the concrete, which would have hit some water. So it would have been a massive steam type of explosion. It wasn't like the plant itself.
And it's not the explosion that is the problem. It's the fallout.
It's the fallout. Yeah. But yes.
But yeah.
I mean, there was a little explosion. I mean, little at Fukushima too. I mean, that's on video. Ventus Bruma, but it was it's not like a nuclear bomb. No. Future guest ideas. One DA Roberts, ex-cop who researches cryptids and seen them and writes fiction books on them. Two, Dark Waters. He collects vets and makes audio. You know this one, right, Garrett? Recreations of paranormal stories. The vets paranormal stories.
Yeah.
Decky 69 for $5. Carolina Bays, Nebraska rainwater basins, which are weird. Saginaw Bay in Lake Michigan are part of whatever happened to cause the black mat layer. Yep. A lot of people think that. Tricky for $20. I finally found the Art Bell archive on eBay. Just arrived a couple of days ago. Also found that Art Bell face shirt on eBay too. Got one myself. Yeah, I got two of these. Actually, one's for Garrett though. Happy birthday to me today. Hail Forbidden Frontier. Hail to the Fellowship. And hail to you. Crypto Kev for $10. Our precursor artifacts, sorry, our precursor artifacts, an open secret in Egypt. Did Zahi Hawass or others find items that fetch the big bucks to certain billionaire collectors? So sell them down low. Yeah, that's, I think that's why he keeps a lot of shit secret. So he can keep his little fucking, it's just my opinion, by the way. This is purely just my opinion based on nothing more than pure speculation that he's got some like side hustle going on. What megafauna do you like most before, during the Ice Age? What was my, oh, what's my favorite megafauna? Mad Dog 375 for two. Ooh. I, you know what? Woolly mammoth. Easily. I'd love to see one recreated. It'd be fucking awesome.
I think it's the most likely one as well.
It is. But the giant sloth too.
Yeah, I want to see the sloth.
Giant fucking sloth. Just because it's like a 20 fucking foot sloth, which is
in the New York Natural Museum. I think it's the Natural Museum or Museum of Natural History. One of them. They have basically the short faced bear and the giant sloth. They recreated them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Full size.
Wow.
It's pretty wild.
We're going full chaos. Short nosed bear.
Short face bear.
Get that short face bear over here. Bring it back to life. Put it on an island in Isla Nublar. We'll make a whole park.
I always thought
out.
The mammoths were cool.
The mammoths are fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we've lived with them. All right. We need to bring something back further. Let's go back.
Go further?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it. Let's just bring back some dinosaurs.
The saber-toothed tiger, then.
Oh. Those according to or the dire wolf. Freaking
so cool, dude. Saber-toothed tiger, badass, man.
According to Revelations, it's going to happen again. Jam 55 for $1.99. Yeah, it might. Zorbu says, quarter black's milkshake brings Zorbu to the yard. Ha ha ha. Zorbu happy and proud of Glorp. He is now in network physician under Obamacare, practicing earth medicine as intergalactic proctology. Says Basile 578 for $10. Red Dave for 10 euros. All the solstice ancient sites pointing at the sun could have been warnings rather than ritual sites. Could have been. What better way to warn the future civilizations than with massive stone structures built to last? Yep.
Like right there. Like keep looking that way.
The happy plague doctor for $5. They do. And as time went on, they reoriented them, which was fucking insane. You guys should look into the Adam and Eve story. Oh, we have. It's about the pole shifts and our magnetic field weakening, driving people crazy. Good on audiobook. Yeah. We did kind of talk about that. We also should is the magnetosphere definitely affects our mood, our brains. It could make people mad. Could turn them into reavers. I just watched Serenity, by the way.
Maybe it made the SJWs.
Serenity is so, like an accidentally based as fuck movie. Now, if you watch it now.
That's a Firefly movie.
It's a Firefly movie. It's about the Alliance, you know, which is it's not an evil organization, but it's very controlling. It's very much like the European Parliament. It's very much like our government. You know, we don't want to teach people what to think. We want to show them how. That's their attitude. And the independents are, you know, just want to be left alone. And I don't want to ruin the end of the movie for you, though. There's these things called reavers, which if you saw Event Horizon, it's kind of like that. They're kind of like pirates who will rape and eat you. And they cut themselves and they have like, you know, they do like horrible body disfiguring to themselves because they've gone. It's what they say is more than mad. So they can still pilot ships. They can still do science. They could still do things, but they're freaking horrible. And there's a reason they exist, which is really fucking crazy. Crazy. Just watch that. Fucking love that movie so much. Such a good movie. Justin Martins for $10. Want to see Garrett.
It's supposed to be Jiggle. Whoops.
Jiggle. I saw what's a Jiflo. Jiggle it. I want to see Garrett jiggle it just a little bit. Nope. Want to see some jiggle it just a little bit. As it grooves. No. Decky 69 for $5. The amount of energy needed to melt the glaciers almost overnight is unthinkable. Exactly. Mm-hmm. As Randall Carlson would say, orders of magnitude. Orders of magnitude. Gregory Lieber for $2. The chat likes Bush, the British band. Hey, they're okay. I didn't like them very much.
I like Baker Lieber. I like some of their stuff.
It was very generic. He was good in Constantine.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, I'll give you
remember
that.
What happened to Earth in Thundar. Right, Eric K. for $2. Dave Chandler for $5. Keep in mind, and it's not just Göbekli Tepe. There are other structures that seem to have been buried nearby. Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of Göbekli Tepe.
A lot.
Karahan Tepe. There's so much more.
Well, there's Göbekli Tepe and Göbekli Tepe right under it, and Göbekli Tepe under that, and under that. Oh, yeah. That, you know, there's like several layers.
The ancients were protecting something. They certainly were. The Frank Castle for $2. What's the difference between a gun and a lib? Gun, one trigger. Ah, I gotcha. Matthew Hammond, $4.99. Could the Earth prepare for solar storms and move the poles 90 degrees to take the hit at the pole where the magnetic field is the strongest? I don't know.
Are you implying there's some kind of like intelligence behind it?
Yeah.
The Earth is like, boom. Bam.
Turning the other cheek.
Well, I mean, they talked about that big oil leak in the Gulf, right? Remember that 10 years ago? How long ago was it? I can't remember. When they had the video of it where the oil was just belching from the bottom. Yeah. And they thought it would just destroy the Gulf for years. But then Jimmy brings up that there was some weird microbe that came and pretty much fucking ate the oil.
All of it?
All of it.
It's pretty insane, actually.
It's like, yeah, pretty insane. It's like the Earth can heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think oil is old dinosaurs, like, or do you think it's just part of the Earth?
Garrett was talking about this last week. Roly polies were eating
heavy metals,
and then and then the mushrooms were growing towards Chernobyl.
In Chernobyl,
like they were trying to like eat the radiation. It's like, it's pretty incredible.
Earth can take care of itself. So, what do you think oil is? Do you think it's a bunch of dead biomatter?
No, I don't.
I think it's a liquid that just is.
I think it's
made
produced
by the Earth.
I think it was. Yeah, I think they made it seem like it was a commodity that was worth more than.
Like, they would never do that. Like what? Oh, you mean source. You mean like diamonds that can be found fucking everywhere? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's hard to say. You ever been to La Brea? Brea tar pits.
Tar pits, yeah.
I haven't. No, I want to go,
though. It's weird.
It'd be cool.
I haven't been there in 20 years, but last time I went there, they were bubbling up outside of where the tar pit is. Like, there's a big grass area, and there's, like, little parts where the tar is just fucking bubbling up. It's weird.
Cool.
It's very weird.
It's pretty cool.
There's tons of oil near L.A. Tons. Fucking tons. There's oil. There's oil rigs just outside of the Grapevine.
Hawthorne? North of Hawthorne?
Yeah, I think it's north of Hawthorne, but if you go north, there's tons of oil there.
Yeah, I would drive past there because I was in Hawthorne, and I would drive north, and you would go right past like an oil field, like in LA. Like, what the fuck? It's just like, that's an oil field.
Oh, yeah, and Long Beach has that huge refinery, and they're everywhere here, though. Like, where you'll see one refinery, one or two in California now. I'm sure there's more, but I just remember the one in the Bay Area and the one in LA, but here in Texas, they're fucking everywhere, everywhere, dude. It's insane. That western part of Texas, Garrett, that I drive through the way up, Jesus Christ.
There's just oil cities.
It is all oil cities. Yeah. Where Skinwalker is. Have you ever looked a little south? If you ever go on the Google Maps, look south, look at all the freaking like oil fracking and stuff that's going on there. It is massive. Rebellion 765 for 5 Canadian pesos. You're going to do a review of the Gentleman TV show or a vid since it's good? If I have time, yes. I have to watch it again. Oh, darn.
Oh, darn.
I got a couple things on my plate right now that I've got to do. And X-Men's right around the corner, and I got to prep for that. So, but yes, I would very much, I'll probably put it on Nerdrotic Daily, but yes, I'll do a video. Scruffy Nerf Herder for $5. The sun knows exactly what it's doing. You can't gamble that much with solar flares and win for over 100 years. There is intelligence to the universe. That I agree with. Aaron Bacon for £2. Train travel in the U.S., not the U.K. Better by car. Boeing. Train travel in the U.S. is fucking retarded.
It really is.
I'd rather drive.
I've never tried it.
Is there a way to like do passenger train in America or brown?
It used to be. I don't know if there is.
There is. There is. It would take you for fucking ever. Yes, you can get.
I know, like up and down the East Coast, right?
No, you can go across country.
Like, DC.
You can go across country, but it would take you for fucking ever and be miserable.
Amtrak?
Yeah.
So it's like buses, like Greyhound and shit, which also sucks.
I don't like Greyhound.
Yeah, they're talking about like, oh, no gas cars by 2050. It's like, you can't even get one high-speed fucking train going in California that we spent $40 billion on. Shut the fuck up. Alex Belfort for $4.99. I think we came from Zeist like Connor McLeod. And Ramirez. There can be only one. Odin 79 on the Streamlabs side for $5. At the pyramids were some kind of power station pumping energy into the atmosphere. What if that was what caused the solar flare to hit the earth? Could have acted like a lightning rod. Just an idea to kick around. Maybe some technology. Well, that was the old theory. On Atlantis, is they had some technology that went south. Yeah, I don't believe that. But no. Hey, all. You ever discuss the Pine Gap facility in Australia? We have not, Alex Belfort, but we should. Yeah, check out Pine Gap. It's UFO related. I'm a leaf on the wind. Watch how I fly. Wash, I'm not going to cry. Not, you're not crying.
Oh, my God. Oh, I hate that moment.
I don't like that movie because of that season.
That was a tearjerker moment, yeah.
I don't like it. Which I don't one? Like it.
Sorry, I was looking up Pine Gap.
Don't say it's a spoiler.
No. Yeah.
What movie?
No.
Serenity.
Serenity.
I have. It's been, forever.
Oh, it's a film with stakes. People die, okay?
People die. Okay.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I don't like it.
It's messed up. Like, dude, that's completely Joss Whedon.
No, I watched the series like when it was new, and then Serenity came out, and I was like, all right, well, watch that. And then I haven't thought about Firefly in forever.
You should watch the show again just to reorient yourself with the characters.
You're watching it come out, you missed two episodes. So there's two episodes that didn't release until it came on Sci-Fi, unless you watched it on Sci-Fi. So you got to watch the Blu-ray. And you got to watch them in the proper order.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay, so there's two episodes that I've never seen.
Yep. Cool. Brian Smith for $4.99. Would you recommend watching Firefly before watching the Serenity movie? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I have to,
it's the movie,
character building.
The movie just fast forwards everything they had planned to do with the series. So they were going to end, the movie is how they were going to end the series.
Yeah.
And they just put everything in a movie. They made it work.
That's mainly why I don't like it. I don't like the movie because I can tell.
How did you
that
not
it
like
been...
that movie?
I just don't like it because
how could I not truncated. Know that before I brought you on? Jesus,
it just feels truncated. I love the show.
Every
and I don't like the
now.
Movie because I like the show, and I feel like the movie was just a truncated
you're
version.
Of Black
the
way, Garrett, and you're 100% wrong.
Stargate is a good movie. Just saying, I'm just gonna throw
Stargate's
that.
A shit
I'm
movie.
Absolutely throw right. Some fuel on this fire
better,
here.
It would have been a better TV show.
You know what? You two and Az.
Don't listen
enjoy,
to my arguments. That's fine.
You can enjoy Jay Davidson's fucking Stargate. Okay. Here, I got a song for you. There it is.
All right. What? Don't listen to it. What,
show. What? Totally fine with the show.
Show's great.
Movie.
Show's
movie
better than a movie.
Rook takes
thank you,
Rook.
Chat.
Thank you for the $1.99. And that's where we will end the show.
Cheers.
Cheers.
That was great. That was a great episode.
That was a good one.
I love talking about this stuff. I love
it's a
fascinating diving
subject.
Into these holes. I'm just, I love it every time. Always jazzed.
You like diving in the holes?
Always, yeah. Bushmaster, dude. That's
Bushmaster.
Bushcraft. We talked about that earlier.
Bushcraft.
I got the same book over here, bro. I got that same book. Where
it's
is
Bushcraft.
It?
Do you really? You got
I do
Bushcraft
have the exact
101?
Same book, yeah.
It's a good book.
It's in my go bag.
What is the book?
Nice. It's just survival.
It's a bunch of great survival
it's
little
just
tips
like
and stuff.
All okay. Sorts of different, like, different ways to cut meat, hook, friggin'
different knots blankets, you tie and how to
knots,
make your own little
really?
How to like
shelters
find, like,
out of trees.
Different trees that you can like pull down, how to trap rabbits. Awesome.
That's cool.
Dude, it's freaking awesome. I love his book. How to smoke like fish, which is pretty cool. Kind of want to learn how to do that.
Well, you put fish in a pipe and smoke.
That is not a take on Firefly. I love the show. You didn't even listen to my take. You didn't listen to my take. I love the show. I don't like the movie because the show is truncated in the movie. It would have been better as a show.
Well, I will
yeah,
say
we all agree, but they took that from us. And they, so they gave us
that doesn't,
they gave
us the movie. That doesn't make the movie better.
No, the movie is the operative. Dude, that movie is great science fiction.
The point of the movie was so that people who didn't watch the show could watch the movie, though. And
they're weird.
Like, yeah. I understand that.
They're weird. They're weird.
You got to watch some show. What are you doing?
Thank you, chat.
Thank you, chat.
Thank you, chat.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, everyone who put up with us tonight. Yeah. And, thanks for the super chats and donations. You help keep the lights on around here. Thanks to the mod Rodics. We will be back next week. Do we know our subject for next week?
No, we can talk about it.
We'll figure one out. We'll figure it out.
No. Okay. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. And what do you got coming up, Adam?
Well, I got a new video that I just finished. I'm starting a new channel. Has something to do with bushcrafting. I live next to this beautiful forest.
Oh.
And I'm going to be venturing into it. I've got a new studio that I've just finished building where I'm making knives. And I just finished building my new forest axe. And I'm making all sorts of stuff. I love crafting things, and I've got a lot coming up. It's pretty exciting. And then, of course, Bay Staff Monday is tomorrow with the boys, and that's always a lot of fun. We just shoot the shit, and I honestly never know where we're going to end up, but we always laugh and have a blast. So come check it out over on my Rumble and YouTube channel. And I'm thinking about bringing my daily show back. I kind of miss just ranting on my own, but I don't know. I'm not sure about that yet, but check out, just come by. Come hang out tomorrow for Bay Staff. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I think I'm going to be on Normal World this week.
You are? This week.
I'm on Normal World this week.
Are you coming to the States? Oh, no.
No,
okay. Skype.
Eventually, we will make that happen, though.
I will come to the States eventually. I'm just, anyway, that's...
Another day.
It's going to happen. But I'm there. And I'm on Side Scrollers, actually, on Tuesday.
Ooh.
Let me check. Wait, it's either Tuesday for one or the other. Tuesdays and Thursday, I'm on one of those shows. Yeah. So check both of those shows out. Both days, just to be sure. Anyway, yeah. I'm on top.
Thanks, Adam. Quarter Black Garrett.
Hey, tomorrow, everything that Adam just said, based AF, come check it out. And after Bay Staff, I'm going to finish up my playthrough of Resident Evil. This is the last chapter. We're going to finish it off. And then, thank God, never go back to that camera, the fixed camera crap, because it sucks. All right.
It's
the game's
so funny
great.
Watching you deal with it.
Game is great. Camera sucks. And then we'll start on the second game after that. And then, like Adam said, he's going to be on Normal World this week, Tuesday, Wednesday.
It's Tuesday?
Tuesday,
I'll be on Normal World.
I'll see you in the next two days, Adam. Yeah, we might not have a show on Thursday. I'm not sure yet. We'll see.
Well, you can check out Side Scrollers then on Thursday.
Check out Side Scrollers.
Yeah,
do that.
Different time though.
But hey, and go watch our Magical Negroes video if you haven't already.
Oh, it's a great video.
Nerd Rotter.
It was so good,
dude. As your best editing job.
Thank you.
It made me laugh a lot. I love the Flood in the background. Flood is like, And then when you brought in Az and when Ryan showed his face.
Oh my God, Ryan in his like hat.
That is so funny. He's so aggressive.
We was Kangs.
Gothic tweeted that. Gothic's tweeted that out. She was just like dead.
So good.
So check it out if you haven't already. It's a good
one. Yeah.
It's doing well. So thanks, everybody. You know, considering the subject matter and the title, I wasn't sure. that was interesting. It's a fucking terrible movie. It's fucking terrible. And it made $1 million. Yeah, Yaira made more money
that's the best night. I know, in one day.
Nature is healing, folks.
Nature,
oh,
don't
God.
Black pill
healing.
Good shit happening.
Good stuff is starting to happen again. Yeah. X-ray girl.
Tomorrow on my channel, 6 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be talking about three of the Torchwood episodes, which one I don't remember, but it's somewhere in season one, which I'm excited. I didn't know. I actually kind of like Torchwood more than Doctor Who, but we'll see. We'll Crazy. See. I know. At least this season compared to the Martha season. I also know because Martha's leaving. I'm like, I don't want her to. How dare you take her away from me? So, yeah. Tuesday, probably gaming, and Wednesday, Nooner.
Yeah, the Nooner is Wednesday.
Yeah. Hump day.
Hump day. All right. Well,
all right.
Is that, I'm looking at the estimate. Says that I'm reading the math
restart?
Here. No. So, estimates 1.2.5, 1.224. Estimates will probably lose a few. Yeah, that's estimates.
I mean, based. The fact that they're close.
Yeah.
It's just like it's this laughable. Is an
indie comic versus Hollywood produced.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not supposed to be that cost the same
millions
bracket.
Of dollars to make. And
yeah, what was wild. The budget for both of those? Let's add that in that equation.
Not comparable. Not even comparable. I'll say low estimates of the American Society of Magical Negroes is what, 15 to 20 million to make?
At least, but they probably went over that.
Yeah.
Oof. I'm here for it, though.
Yeah, I am here for it, too. It's great to see. Again, thanks, everybody. Video out. Yeah, and I'll be on Real BBC Tuesday. So we will see you then.
Oh, you're great on Pierce's show, by the way.
Oh, thanks, man.
Great.
Yeah.
And he couldn't say anything about it last week, but then, of course, it was Pierce Morgan, and I was like, oh, shit.
Cheers, bro.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, we got some more irons in the fire coming up. So stay tuned.
See you later.
Let's go.
See you later.
Nerderotic.com.
Welcome, travelers, to the fringes of reality, where the strange and mysterious meet, and the thin veil between fact and fiction is torn. Welcome to the Forbidden Frontier.